Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling. They will hook you up. Whether you're hot or cold or your nipples hurt, whatever, they're going to help you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for bonus episodes from past shows. Probably with me and a fatter guy.
Goodbye.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's Cleveland Guardians going for a third straight win, and they're leading in the seventh inning at home against the LA Angels by a score of 4-2. Cincinnati Reds looking to bounce back as they continue their home series with the Washington Nationals tonight. Columbus Clippers continue their series at St. Paul. NBA playoffs, Cleveland Cavaliers in Detroit for game five of their Eastern Conference semifinal series. It's tied at 2-2. NHL playoffs, Minnesota at Colorado in game five of their second round Western series. Avalanche lead the Wild 3-1. Toronto Maple Leafs today dismissed head coach Craig Berube. Ruby had been on the job for two seasons. This occurs following other recent front office changes within the Maple Leafs organization. This update brought to you by Green & Sons. Find your next Kubota tractor at Green & Sons, located in Mount Sterling and north of Marysville, and online at greenandsons.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. Timmy's out today, but it's still a good, clean Wednesday because I have brought with me. Why don't you make a little bit more noise over there? I have brought with me the second best good, clean boy that I could find. 10 TVs, Adam King.
Very sweet. I hear that you guys talked about my supply of baby wipes on the air yesterday.
You clogged up the toilet?
Listen, sometimes I like to go in there, shower's full, you just wipe down with as many baby wipes as you can, you're clean for a week.
Speaking of showers, have you used the shower that we have here at the 10 TV facilities?
I have not, but I've heard tell that one time they turned it on and brown stuff came out of it. And so
that doesn't surprise me.
That is all I needed to know, because I don't know if you noticed or not, shower's supposed to get clean, not pour more dirt on you.
I've never actually seen the shower that we have here.
Well, let's go. Come on.
No, we're doing a show right
now.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Okay. We do it, but take it on tour.
Maybe later we can do a little field trip to the shower.
You are, Mike,
showing a lot of thighs.
You
today.
Know, Mike, I don't appreciate you asking me that this early on in the broadcast. At least take me to dinner first.
Teddy, how you doing over there?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Did you see King's thigh?
No, I was.
Well,
not,
he's got the short shorts on.
I got shorts on for the first time in my life, and
first time in your life.
Well, at work, and I'll tell you what. I'll
a lot of compliments.
When I was walking in here, there were a lot of eyes that were looking at me, mm-hmm. and most of them were Dom, but it was, you know, I'll take it.
A lot of thigh. Leather jacket time with 10 TV's Nicole Sheeran. I just got all the 10 TV idiots with me today. 3:30. We'll do a little Common Man trivia today at 5 o'clock. I'm going to ask you, and this is for the listeners to play as well, because mm-hmm. if you've been listening to the show, you've heard all the stories, you know me, right? So this is your chance to prove it. It's all questions about me, crafted by me.
The answer is yes, you do have toe hair.
I do have toe hair.
It's very gross.
But I'm not nearly as hairy below the equator as Mr. Timmy Hall.
Which is wild.
I know, he can't grow any facial hair, and yet he's got the hairiest legs I've ever seen.
My brother used to chase us around with his hairy feet, and it was the grossest. It's a lot of the reason that I am the way I am today.
Well, you have very clammy hands.
I do have, and you know what? I shook Joshua Perry's hand yesterday, and he said, wow, they're not as clammy today. And I said, you know, Mike has spread this,
no,
this atrocity.
At times, it's like you just licked them and then touched someone.
And is that inappropriate?
Yes, it is.
Are we not allowed to do that?
How do you like my shirt that I have on today?
I think that you look like you are ready for your yearbook photo. And congratulations on making it through fifth grade.
You can find my dumb shirt. You can watch us on the stream. YouTube, just go to 971 The Fan, click on the live stream. I think I look like a little boy in this shirt.
I think you look like if they were directing a movie for a kid in college and they said, we have to make this guy look like he's in college, but they accidentally cast someone that's 42 years old. And that's what we ended up with here, is where you're watching the show and you're like, well, that guy has a 401k and four kids.
This is what I said to my wife this morning.
I like it. It makes you look cute.
My wife's entire goal at this point is to dress me like a little boy. And today she has been successful. I feel like an idiot in this shirt.
Have you thought of giving her a son so that she can dress him like a little boy?
No.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
We're done. One and done. We're too old now. It's all cobwebs down there.
I've seen The Office. Snip, snap, snip, snap. You can get it undone. Don't worry. We'll take care of it.
No, it's all done.
We can get you a sponsor. I think you look good. Somebody said on the chat, Animal House. I agree. Little John Belushi, little college sweatshirt would go well over that.
They call this a rugby shirt.
You play a lot of rugby, do you there, Mike?
I do like rugby.
What do you mean?
I like watching it. Whenever it's on, I like to watch it.
Where do you find rugby?
I have rugby on my Instagram because I subscribe or subscribe. That's the wrong term. Yeah. What am I?
You follow, Mike.
Follow, that's right. I follow.
You look like a little boy, but you certainly don't talk like one.
Yes, I follow rugby on the gram. Like the USA rugby team, men and women. I'll tell you, those women, the rugby, they got the thick thighs. They wrap them around you like an anaconda, just squeeze you to death.
That's horrifying.
As you know, it's not. I don't understand
the point of rugby.
What's the point of anything?
They just get in a circle and beat each other up.
No, they don't. Yes. They have to score. You got to score like you score touchdowns in the NFL. You run to the end zone. You got to try and get to the end zone.
But then, okay, so they get in that scrum, and then they just kind of, it looks like they're doing a little dance. They're just going in a circle
They pass the ball, like under the legs. There's lots of hidden stuff going on.
Let me ask you this, Mike.
Those are the toughest people in sports is rugby people.
Mr. Common Man, if you will, if I could interest you in tickets to the Aviators or tickets to a rugby match at Historic.
Rugby all day.
Really?
All day. You could take those Aviators tickets and wipe your ass with them.
Well, don't put them down the drain if you do, because what we've learned is that can sometimes cause a clog.
Especially here.
Especially here.
All right, I'm going to get you one of these shirts.
Please don't.
We can be mad. Teddy, what do you think of my shirt?
I think it looks fantastic. You've never looked better.
I don't care for that answer.
Because it's fake.
I don't care. Right, I don't care for that.
Because he lied. You don't like it because he lied.
Just tell me it looks stupid. That's all you have to say.
I wouldn't say it looks stupid.
I would accept it from you.
It's different looking, but it's not stupid looking.
It's stupid
You can get away with it for a day.
Mike, do people talk about your hair
with
you?
Good thing I only rented it for a day.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Do people notice your hair when you're out and about?
Notice my hair?
Yeah, when you're out and about.
No, but it is... If you're not on the
YouTube stream, like Mike's hair.
The YouTube stream doesn't do my hair justice.
It really doesn't. It is.
You need like an 8K for my hair.
I mean, you're getting close to being able to audition for Grease.
You like it?
I'm very impressed with it. I've watched the growth of it, which I don't think everybody got that
opportunity.
Actually
got a little trimmed yesterday.
Wow. Where do you go to get your, you a barber or you a salon guy?
I have a barber that I go to, and he's sort of in charge of the whole growing out thing.
Okay.
So he takes a little bit off. He adds some layers, some textures. But for the most part, it's been growing for, 4 months, 5 months.
Wow. And so you go back there. And how tough is that when you're growing it out? And then they're like, hey, we got to take an inch off to make it look better.
I trust him.
You trust him?
I trust him.
That's called trusting the process.
That's right.
He's done a good job. What's his name?
Justin's his name.
Justin, great work out there, Justin. Mike's not going to give any more information because he doesn't want people showing up.
You know what? You're going to end the show today. Fish asked me this before we started. Is he going to make it through alive?
No.
And I said, no.
No.
Absolutely not. Buckeyes have another uniform announcement today. They've brought back the silver sleeve stripes to the primary unis. We talked about the blacks yesterday. Again, that does not sound right. The black uniforms that they did yesterday... We did that with Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
She liked the blacks.
Mm-hmm.
I like them as long
put
as
that
it's
off.
The black uniform.
There
people know what I'm saying. Stop it.
What if they
You're
just turned on the radio?
You're making it awkward.
I didn't say a word. I'm just sitting here. You're the one that looks like a little boy in his shirt and talking about all this stuff.
And show me some more thigh, will you please?
That's right.
All right. What was I saying?
You were talking about how you like the new uniforms.
No, I like them as long as they don't wear them.
What?
I don't like alternates.
It's not an alternate. It's their real uniform.
Oh, no, the ones today?
Yes.
No, they're fine.
Oh, okay.
I don't care about that.
You don't like the sleeves?
No, they're fine. They're good. They're nice.
Okay, Mike, let me give you a little insight here, because I think this is where the fan base is. I think a lot of the fan base loves that. They called them the Heritage Stripes, now they're the Buckeye Stripes. I think people love them. But I think it's the cool thing to love them, and now you have to overly love them. You have to act like it's the greatest
thing. Why? Why do I have to overly love them?
Not you. I'm saying, like, the fan base is like, oh my gosh, it's back. We've dreamed of this moment.
It's wonderful. I don't know what this program did without Bjorky and his tradition evolved tagline.
What would you do without hearing the Ohio song during the...
I'm just saying, you're
Ohio!
Ringing the bell. You got, what's that band? Camp?
Camp, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
though.
Camp.
Ohio!
Doing the song. It's a great song. I
Beautiful.
Love it. You can earn Buckeye leaves with your cheering.
They only earned like 6 Buckeye leaves last year. Did you know that?
It's just a bunch of bums. It's all those noon kicks.
That's... You know what?
That's what ruins it all.
I mean, what,
if we had night games, we'd have 19 million Buckeye
here's
leaves.
Here's what Ross should say. You want a night game? Earn more Buckeye leaves, all right? It's like my mom. She's like, you want to go to the store and go shopping? Clean your room, all right?
It's like my mom.
That's what my mom used to say when I was a kid. Like, if you want to go or do something, you know, like clean your room or do that. Your mom didn't yell at you and give you an ultimatum in life? Take out the trash and maybe then you can play some video games.
No, she never took me anywhere then. It was just take out the trash or I'm going to beat you.
Well, that's fair. That also existed.
Well, you know what? You talk about night game. We actually do have a night game to announce. That's coming up next. He's Adam King, in for Timmy, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute holdup due to a disabled vehicle that's blocking the right lane on eastbound 104 at 33. It's going to be stop-and-go from Alum Creek Drive. We also have a crash causing delay on northbound 270 on the north outer belt at 161. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
News. Jack has personally invited The Fan to the Memorial Tournament, and we're broadcasting 30 hours of live content, and we'll try not to embarrass ourselves.
Sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Hello, it's
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet, so when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time, and then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
A mix of sun and clouds for us today, and a little bit cooler with highs into the upper 60s to low 70s, but we will have breezy winds and an isolated chance of showers. For tonight, mostly cloudy with our overnight lows in the 40s, and then for Thursday, mostly cloudy, turning sunny and cooler with highs in the mid to low 60s and breezy winds. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
These two dopes fight like an old married couple.
Girl fight!
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Hey, check it out. Nerd fight.
Timmy is out today. Adam King is with me. And for some reason, he's giving me the death stare. What's the matter with you?
It's May 13th.
Yes.
And somehow, It's a Wonderful Life just got brought up. You ever seen it, Teddy? Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Colin Mann hates
that It's a Wonderful Life. That is the stupidest take.
Many times.
I don't understand you.
I don't like George Bailey.
I don't think that, and I'll make you an argument here. I don't think that It's a Wonderful Life is a Christmas movie. I think you can watch it in May because it didn't even snow or be Christmas until like the last 10 minutes. You think George Bailey is not a good person?
No, I don't. I think he's
built houses for people.
He's a whiner. I think he's a gaslighter. I think he was mean to Donna Reed. Wouldn't give her the robe back.
He was playful. That's playful.
No, it's not playful. She was not having it. Well, she's not having it.
When you do wonder what happens if his dad doesn't get sick. How long does he play the bit out before he gives the rope back? That's a good, you know, you never get the answer on that.
Just saying.
I thought
it was a better world without him.
What other great movies do you hate?
Forrest Gump.
Oh my gosh. You're joking.
No.
Why?
I think Jenny is one of the worst characters in cinema history.
Well, she just does bully Forrest the whole time.
She just bullies takes advantage of him. Whenever she feels bad about herself, she goes and she sexually takes advantage of the mentally handicapped guy. And then, you know, I'm glad she got AIDS and died. I am. I'm glad she's dead.
That is one of the wildest takes of Forrest Gump of all time. Give me one more. One
like
more
Forrest
great
Gump.
Movie that you hate.
What else do I hate? I hate most things. I hate Big Lebowski. That would always bother T-Bone.
I think Big Lebowski's a hit or miss, but I don't think Forrest Gump is a hit or miss. It's a classic.
You're right. It's a miss.
You're ridiculous.
I mean, you don't watch any of the Star Wars movies at all.
No. I mean, I've seen a couple of them.
We tried to get you to rewatch the original, but
I did rewatch the original, and we did it for the finale of the show.
Oh, okay.
Show.
That's
don't
right.
you remember?
No, I don't remember.
It's been a whole year.
It's been a year. Can you believe it?
So you don't like, I mean, that's fine. If you don't like sci-fi and stuff
like that. Yeah. I don't like Star Wars. Yeah. I don't like Lord of the Rings. I hate Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings is too long. Never seen it. I can't do it. And people who like Lord of the Rings pretend like if you don't think that the Fellowship of the Ring is the greatest movie of all time, you're an idiot. It's too long.
I hate the Game of Thrones.
You hate Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I hate that.
Interesting. It's very good.
No, I
bet you've never seen it.
I saw the first episode.
Okay, it's 7 seasons.
It doesn't matter. If I'm not interested, this is what I said to everybody around here, because it's not good enough to say, oh, you like Game of Thrones? That's cool. It's not my thing, because they have to make you watch it. It's like, no, you're going to like it. I say, yeah, is it fantasy and dragons and stuff? That's not my thing. No, but you're going to like this. But is it that? Yeah, but it's better than that. People can't accept when you say, I'm not a fantasy guy. I don't like the dragons and all the mythical worlds of Narnia and all that crap. So I watched the first episode. The only thing that kept me going for the entire first episode was Emilia Clarke taking her clothes off. That's the only thing.
That's the whole show. I don't believe that you just watched, like, that's so sad. It's
the first
so
episode. I
hated
it.
The first episode.
I didn't want to watch any more. That was the end of that.
I hate dragons and all that stuff. I loved Game of Thrones. What do you want? Build your own movie. Like, what is the perfect movie?
I don't
what,
watch
you, like
movies
The Godfather.
Anymore. I'm done with movies.
Well, you just sit there and listen to your music in your basement like a weirdo.
Pretty much.
I
watch
Grow
the History
up.
Channel. They tell me stories. See, the thing I love about the History Channel shows is that they're all the same now. They have people telling you like a 10-minute story, and they move on to the next thing. I have no attention span anymore. I've turned into a 1-year-old. So if you can't tell me a story in 10 minutes, I'm out.
I will say, I watched the movie Nuremberg. Have you seen that?
I have not.
With Russell Crowe.
You can ask me if I've seen anything in the last 10 years, and the answer is going to be
no. That's a history movie. And I realized, like, I'm getting old because I loved that movie. And that's not what you're supposed to tell your friends to watch. One of my buddies was like, I'm trying to watch something. I was like, you should watch Nuremberg. And he's like, well, you want me to watch the thing about
what's the difference? Is it a good movie or not?
It is, but it's about the Nuremberg 12? Trials.
All right.
Apparently,
you know what I did watch?
What?
Fairly recently?
What?
Conclave. Did you watch that
one? Great movie.
I was on a plane. That's why I watched it.
Crazy that it came out at the same time that the real conclave was happening. One of the wilder, coincidences there. So I think that really boosted it. I enjoyed it very
much. I liked it. I like a good priest mystery.
I don't know that is a big genre that you're looking for then. Two Popes. Have you seen Two Popes?
Haven't seen that.
It's on Netflix. You'll enjoy it.
But, you know, like Angels and Demons and stuff
good
like
movie,
that.
Good movie. Tom Hanks. Love it. Good one. See, okay. We'll come over and watch Angels and Demons. Ryan Day likes to watch documentaries.
He does. Thanks for transitioning. Mm-hmm. We'll get there in a second.
Oh, sorry.
First, I want to tell you about the night game that's been introduced. So, okay. Ohio State, Texas, it's officially been announced. We knew this was going to be the case, but now it's done. 7:30 on ABC. This is an SEC property game. So it goes on to ABC, which means you'll have Herbie and his dog, probably in a cowboy hat, as they're going around Austin, Texas, and that'll be all nice and good. And game day will be in Austin as well.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
If I bring my dog with me to Austin and put a cowboy hat on it, will you still be my friend? When we go down there to cover the game, if I take Ruby with me, do you think they'd let me take my dog?
No.
Why? Why can't I take my dog?
Because you're not Herbie.
Yeah, but I mean.
And that's my problem. It's not the fact that the man loves his dog. It's the fact that lots of people love their dogs. But they don't bring their dogs to work because they're professionals. And they don't have one of their dumbass sons standing in the television booth taking the dog out for a pee-pee and poo-poo.
I never thought about going to the bathroom.
Well, of course, what are you going to sew the dog's butthole up? Yeah. Teddy's, dog's going to go to the bathroom.
Teddy's nodding his head like that.
Ted agrees with me.
Like, no, that I'm might be an option.
No, it's not an option. It's like you have to think about these
of
things.
Of course you do.
You have to have a handler.
I mean, I'm at Chelsea, right, Teddy?
That's right.
I did, in fact, take my dog to Pies and Pints at Easton. And I also took the dog. I was trying to buy a new driver. And turns out dogs, not big fans of the noise a golf ball makes when you impact it with the driver. That didn't last very long.
You brought the dog into the store with you, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
And into
you're one of those people.
Into, what is it, Golf Galaxy?
That's all right. You know what? Everybody's one of those people now, I guess.
What am I going to do? Leave the dog in the car?
Leave the dog at home and just go run an errand.
Well, but my errands take a while. The dog comes with me. Then when we go home, guess what me and the dog both do? We sleep. As opposed to me coming home and the dog.
I didn't know what the hell was going on there, Teddy.
It's like, I don't know
what you and the dog do together.
And because otherwise, you know what? I feel bad for the people that are out there right now. They you know what? They're listening to the radio. And I've just reminded them that when they get home, they've had a long day. And they've got to walk their dog. And they've got to get their dog energy out. Because the dog's been home all day. All the dogs slept the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
You show
what's
up.
Your dog doing right now?
My dog's with my parents.
You can't leave the dog by itself?
My dog does not stay home alone.
So every single day?
Every day.
You bring your dog by my parents?
Yeah. My parents love the dog.
What a selfish dog this is.
No.
The dog can't be alone?
No, the dog... Now, hold on. The dog can be alone, but I get off work at 11:30 at night, right?
Yeah.
I get my dog. I get home at 12:15 in the morning. You know what I want to do at 12:15? I want to go to bed. How would it be if I got home at 11:30 and the dog's like, I've been home all day. Let's go have fun. And I was like, hey, you know what? We're going to sleep for 7 hours.
The logical person in me would say this is the reason why a man of your schedule probably shouldn't have a dog. But you've found a workaround, I guess, which is you have permanent dog sitters that will just take care of the dog. And it's every whim. So congratulations to Ruby is the dog's name?
Yeah. Wow.
Ruby.
Wow.
Congratulations, Ruby.
You know
Ruby.
What? See, I hope the listeners at home just noticed something. Mike, very much like a Snickers bar, a hard exterior. But when you bite in, he remembers your dog's name.
Oh, can I tell you something? I'm actually the dog whisperer.
Oh,
I don't care for animals, really. But whenever I'm around them, they care for me. My sister's dogs, they act like I'm the leader of the pack. They'll come up to me, sleep next to me, give me their paw for approval. I go to the doctor's office. She's got her dog in there. The dog treats me like I'm the emperor of the universe. I am the dog whisperer. They come up to me. They want to sniff my privates. They know that there's something special about this guy. They know, ooh, this guy was on the Barrett list.
I don't like that that's where you put the special part. You said they like to sniff my privates. They know something special about this guy. That's, you know, I don't appreciate
it. They can sense it. They can sense power. They can sense confidence. They can sense sexy is what they can sense.
So anyway, right, it's a 7:30 Eastern time kickoff.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Goodness.
And game day will be there as well. So say hello to Herbie. Say hello to Peter the dog. And Ruby, apparently will be there with Mr. and Mrs. King.
It's great.
They're the butlers for Ruby when you're doing the live shots with Dom.
That's right.
Are you going to make the trip to Austin? Do we know this?
I mean, I figure, yeah.
It's a big game. You're going to send people out there.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
We always cover the Buckeyes. The best home for the Buckeye coverage there is.
It's not the slogan at all.
I don't remember
that's
what
a crappy-ass slogan.
The home of the Buckeye.
Nope, that's not it either.
Oh.
We're the home of the Buckeyes.
That's right.
The
I apologize.
You don't.
The best Buckeye coverage there is. That's the thing.
Well, leather jacket time with Nicole Sheeran. We're going to get two television idiots in here at one time. That's coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a couple-minute slowdown on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70 and expect some holdup due to an accident that's on Lockbourne Road at Thurman Avenue. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at coda.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's leather jacket time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
You know, someone asked me recently what my personal hell would be, and I think it's this segment right now.
What?
Because Nicole Sheeran is here and Adam King is here filling in for Timmy. So I have two television idiots with me.
Dynamic duo.
That's you know what, Mike? I just want to say that you come out here and you talk a tough game, but who was the one that got me a Valentine's gift? Who was the one that on Easter made sure I had a basket on my desk? It was you. Every
I didn't know where that was going.
It actually wasn't.
No, wasn't me. On Mother's Day, who wrote me a card? It was you. So, you know, you
That's
care about
sweet.
Us.
You do.
You care.
You checked in on us when we were in Pittsburgh.
That's right. You are a sweet man and texted, "Are you driving back tonight?" And I said, "Who
and then
that?
I didn't reply.
And then, right. And you didn't reply. And then I got really
we
mad at her the next
for
day.
The 11 and I was stressed out.
It's funny because she said, they just texted me, "Are you driving back tonight?" I was like, "Oh, who texted that? Your mom? Your dad?" No.
No, Mike.
Sweet old Mike.
Big brother Mike.
Big brother Mike in his college shirt, looking like it's fifth grade picture day.
Oh, no, he looks nice today.
See?
Mike, that's the first thing I said to you when you walked to my desk. I like your outfit.
No, women like this because it's de-threatening. That's not a word.
I think you look smart and you look sweet. You should put your glasses on today. It'd really compliment the look. Give that preppy Cambridge vibe.
That's why women like, my wife likes this because I look neutered. Because this guy in this shirt is never doing anything bad to you.
That's so true.
That's fair.
Right?
It's pretty spot on.
Right. This is good and clean.
Yeah.
I'm the guy who's helping you study for the big test.
Yes.
Yeah, but you're the guy that's actually helping them study. That's the problem.
Not like wink, wink.
Yeah, like you
study.
Are actually.
That's what I mean.
Yes. But like there's some people like while you say you're helping study, there's another guy in a much more threatening shirt that's like, I'm helping her study too.
Absolutely.
And that's
hence the wink wink.
Yeah, hence the wink wink.
After she's done with
that
me
guy is
actually studying.
Yeah. Right.
Then she goes to that guy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
While I go home by myself and
loser.
And eat your Chinese food, Mike.
Touchy.
Okay. Nicole.
Well, already then.
That was close, Nicole. You want to tell people about your outfit?
Yeah, I have a leather dress on today.
Is it really leather?
It is. I told you this morning. No, it's not real leather. I don't wear real leather.
Well, that's what I wanted to know. There's a difference there.
Boy, so the leather jacket Friday is really
pleather.
It's not Friday. It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah,
leather jacket.
What are we doing?
The pleather jacket Wednesday?
Pleather. Yes. But today I thought, you know what? It's warm outside. It's Wednesday. Let's make it leather dress Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a green leather dress on.
And then after this, you're off to your bachelorette party?
No, I have to work first.
No, but I mean after today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Going to Newport, Rhode Island. That outfit that would look great in Newport, Rhode
Island.
That is
very bougie.
It's very preppy.
Isn't that where Taylor Swift has got a place? Newport,
really?
Rhode Island? I think so.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm not good at the whole pop culture thing.
Can I ask you a question? When you, I know you, all your friends are married now. They're old. They have kids. But back when you used to have friends that were getting married and you were in your groomsmen.
Back when you used to have friends.
Back when you used to have friends. When you were a groomsman, how were those bachelor parties? Were they a one-day thing? Because it seems like now every time one of my friends gets married, I have to take out
a
second mortgage on my house.
Well, first of all, I kept my close friends at a minimum, so I didn't have a ton of those things that
I
was invited to. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
It's by choice. I hate people. But I also refused to do any of that crap. I don't travel.
You don't like people, so.
I don't travel. I think it's rude to ask somebody to travel on your behalf.
That's interesting.
I will say.
I think that everybody lives like they're on a reality show now. It's not just good enough to have something in your hometown with your buddies for a night. You have to have some sort of experience where people have to spend thousands of dollars for your occasion. And I do not appreciate that.
But you don't have to pay the credit card back.
Oh. Yes, you do, you moron. Oh.
I will say, I have had friends where all we did was go to their lake house for a weekend, and it was, well, it's always out of state for me because I've lived in like 500
states.
Man,
that sounded like the most white thing anyone's ever said.
It is.
All we did was just go to their lake house.
Meanwhile, and then it was in state, and it was free because it's their home, so we didn't have to pay.
We had the private chef there that came.
No, there was no private chef.
The hibachi chef showed up.
On Lake Titicaca. We did it all. It was great.
No.
It checks out.
Okay. Listen. This one, though,
I mean, I will say, it sounded very much like your house in the Hamptons was an easy day. You're like, I didn't spend too much. We just flew.
Y'all,
we just flew to Aruba.
Listen.
You choppered out to the Cape.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? One of the options for this weekend was going in a chopper to look at all the mansions in Newport, Rhode Island.
Of course it was.
And my stupid idiot self thought it was going to be like free for everyone. So, you know, I'm an adrenaline junkie. I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to do that. They're like, great, it's going to be $150 a person for 15 minutes in the air.
Are you doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
See?
Now,
there you go.
I just want to say, I will never get in a helicopter.
I've been in it like three times.
I won't do it.
Why?
Because have you heard of Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, I know.
Have you heard of every helicopter ever?
You know what, y'all, though? You got to live a little. I live my life like that. You're talking to the girl who jumps out of perfectly good airplanes.
Hey, how many moles have you had dug out of your body living?
Fantastic.
By the way.
It's more than two. Every other week you tell me I need a PTO day. I got to go to the doctor.
I don't ever take PTO for the moles, okay?
No, just for Rhode Island and dead grandma.
Yes.
Then the PTOs come out.
You met Gammy. You should feel honored. Okay. May I just specify
that
the Wednesday moles are voluntary. They are not cancerous, okay? So no one needs
You're
to
voluntarily
be,
giving up
no,
moles?
What about the one on your back?
I already did that one.
But
that
I'm just saying, that wasn't voluntary. They said, we got to dig the crap out of it.
That was not voluntary.
Exactly. That's
that
what I mean.
Very much not voluntary.
You're also, very open about your dermatology appointments.
Yeah,
and
you all know everything about my dermatology appointments.
Ted, what do you know about me and my dermatology appointments?
Do you even go?
Nothing. I have heard zero.
You don't
on
go
that.
To the dermatologist.
That's true. I haven't been to the dermatologist in years.
Maybe you should. We're all very open with each other.
Can I tell you something? If you asked me, when you got your thing on your back.
Yeah, I asked for a friend.
To irrigate and change your wound.
No, I didn't use that word, but yeah.
Did you not?
I said, can you help me put a Band-Aid on
it? Did you do it?
No, Dion did.
Good.
The only friend I had at this place who isn't here anymore.
Good.
So who's going to help me dress my new mole scrapies?
Nicole, you cannot.
Voluntary.
You can't ask people to change your bandages at
That's
work.
True That's, friendship.
We have no rules here, but I've implemented a rule. You can't. Nobody wants
can
to
you
see
please
your,
tend to my pussy wound?
Yeah, nobody wants that. I mean, Ted and Mike have been friends for decades. I don't think that Mike would ask
Teddy, would you change my pussy wound?
I would for you.
Can you spell the word pussy for me, please?
I'm not sure how that goes. I'm not a good speller.
Listen, I would change all of y'all's. Wounds. Okay.
All of y'all's wounds.
I'm from Georgia now.
Well,
today I'm from Georgia.
Now you're not going to be able to because you're going to die in the helicopter.
No, I'm not because I have a sailboat to go on the next day. So I can't die in the helicopter.
Oh, my God. You want to borrow my shirt?
Actually, yeah. I do need a preppy outfit for that day. What size is that?
Fat.
Oh.
It's not going to fit you.
Oversize is like the trendy look, though, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're going.
Can you wash it first?
You're choppering?
Would you change...
You're sailing?
Can I ask one quick question about the moles?
Yeah, go ahead.
Would you change Dom's bandage?
Of course I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. If and Dom, I know Dom would change mine.
I'm leaking a little bit. Can you try?
Hey, nay, nay.
Now, he really may need his
depends
diaper changed if you want to go change that.
No, thank you.
Nay, nay, I had an accident. Hey, my
Listen,
take is change my underwear.
There? You're going to be there one day, Mikey. You're going to be wearing Depends and needing that, and none of us are going to be helping you because you acted like
Mike,
this.
I'll help.
No, you won't.
King,
you
know King will.
You know what I'll do?
Okay.
It's just for you, Mike. I will call Waterworks. I'll have them send us back those baby wipes that were used. Mm. I'll save them, bring them over to your house.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. That's real nice.
What do you have to say, Nicole? You're on the air for 3 hours yesterday. There's nothing more that we can really say.
There's always more we can say.
You're on TV tonight?
Yes.
Would you like to tell people what you're going to be talking about or
so
doing?
So at 5:30, we're going to talk about the new unis that dropped for the Buckeyes. Then at 11.
You like them?
I love them. They're sick.
Yeah, they're fire.
Yeah, they're fire.
Yeah, I like the silver piping.
Do we think Nicole posted it on her Instagram story?
Absolutely.
No, I actually didn't.
Nicole does this thing where on her Instagram story, she just posts everything that every Columbus sports team posts.
No, I know. She also posted the walk and talk at Easton yesterday.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's a fun story. So I'm
You look like
Easton.
A total goober where you just walk
because in, I'm alone?
You're no, not because you're alone, because you're posting
Let me
while you're walking
what,
around the mall.
Can I explain what happened? I was walking to my car, you idiot. Okay, first of all. Second,
it's always
first
good. Of all, be distracted, not look around you for all the
I
rapists
go in
that
the
are
North
handy.
Star to get my dinner. And I look like a loser probably waiting by myself to get my food. And I'm drinking my green smoothie. And the lady comes up to me and says, hey, this is a chocolate chip cookie on the house. And I thought that was the nicest thing ever. And then I had to share it with the world.
That is very nice.
I know.
It's also the end of the night. And they were going to throw everything away.
How do you know that?
Because they throw everything away at
it
the end
like
of the night.
It was like 7.
I just want to say, you've never lived until you've had dinner by yourself.
Dinner I by dinner. Dinner by myself all the time.
Yeah. At home, because you don't like people.
No, I love to go out and just sit and have a nice, you know, like North Star by myself.
I love North Star.
I would love that.
Of course you do. You're going to the Cape.
What does that have to do with North Star?
Do you take a helicopter to the North Star?
I do.
Yeah.
My private
helicopter.
They
have helicopter. A little helipad on the on the roof there.
Here comes the Coco.
Yeah, here I am. Here's my live Instagram story.
We got to give her a cookie so she'll post it online.
Listen, I just thought it was really nice of that lady. She didn't have to do that.
Hey, very nice.
Before we wrap this segment, I just got our boy Jordan Sayers in the chat. He's been putting up shots all the whole time, asking for you to give him, you know,
Who's
a shout
Jordan?
Out. I don't know, but he's
a listener. Jordan?
He wants to date Nicole.
Yes, and he's putting up shots, and I'm not going to let him
what
shoot
is he
without
saying.
He's saying I like Nicole.
Okay, well,
thanks,
we need
Jordan.
Some more information.
Yeah, we need some more info on
job
Jordan
information,
Sayers.
Age, weight,
yeah,
girth,
credit score.
All of that.
Yeah.
He said loyal to her because it's the only woman that I have left. I don't know.
Oh, that really makes me feel nice.
Because he skinned and killed every other one.
I don't
Jordan,
know.
Jordan, say that.
I want to be clear. I gave Jordan the shout out before that comment was posted. Things
Alrighty
went haywire.
Then.
Thank you, Nicoco.
Thanks, guys.
The fun. NFL has unveiled the list of international games. We'll give them to you coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a disabled vehicle that's blocking the right lane and causing a 5-minute delay on eastbound 104 at US 33. We also have a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on that north side going from 670 to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
How many different ways can you consume morning juice?
Let's see.
Live on YouTube, live on the Fan's HD3 podcast on demand, and on 10TV Plus.
And we'll send Bobby right to your house.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
The Fan.
Hey, what's up?
was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Oh, look, it's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay, voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
We almost had a big problem.
That was one of the funnier things that I've seen probably this year.
That's Adam King. He's in for Timmy. Timmy's back tomorrow. So we had Nicole in for the last segment. Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran every single Wednesday, 3:30. And she's leaving. And I'm half paying attention, doing something on the computer. And she comes over to give me a, like, goodbye hug. And my natural reaction, because I have two girls at home and they're always coming up to me, and my reaction is give a little kiss. And so I went in to give her a kiss because I was not paying attention to what was going on. I caught myself at the last second and did not. But we almost had a little bit of a problem.
And the best part is it was captured on the YouTube.
Yes, and Adam has found the frame.
If you go back about 4 or 5 minutes, if you're watching on the chat.
It's when she's leaving.
It's one of the funniest moments because you can see Mike's face turn, go to give the kiss, then realize the horror about what he just.
Yes, yeah.
And then he just goes right into her armpit. Just right into the armpit.
I didn't know where else to go.
That's well done.
All right, so that just happened.
Beautiful moment.
Teddy, that ever happened to you? Where you're saying goodbye to me and Timmy at the end of the night?
Give you a little just peck on the cheek.
You just go in.
Oh, are you guys?
Oh, no, man, I'm sorry.
Never
Wait
happened.
A minute. Mike gives me a kiss before he goes home every night. Is that not a thing?
I'm a kisser. I like to kiss.
It's brutal.
It amazes me how many parents don't kiss their kids.
Yeah, I kiss. My grandma, she's one of those grandmas. She'll say, give me a kiss.
I mean, when I you know, get her onto the bus every single morning. I'm there. Just big, big smooch.
Just like Tom Brady.
No. Well, that's different. Tom Brady's slipping his kids the tongue.
Yeah.
There's no kissing on the mouth here. There's none of that. Mouth kissing for kids is weird.
What does that sound like, Tom Brady's talking to his kids?
Hey, come over here. Did you eat a tomato today? Yeah, right here. On the cheek, you give a kiss.
I give kisses all the time. Cheek, forehead, it's all acceptable. Yeah. Mouth? No. Co-workers on the mouth. Not good.
Not typically, Mike, you only kiss one coworker on the mouth before HR calls. So,
although, you know, back when I was a younger man, we would have these outings at the bar, and I'd see some of the older guys get a little bit too friendly with some ladies in the office. And you know what? Never ended well.
No.
Never ended well.
You typically don't see that work out very well, where coworkers, typically they end up on jumbotrons at Coldplay concerts.
That's right. The NFL has announced their full slate of international games. Now, the schedule is going to be released tomorrow, the full schedule tomorrow. Week one, Rams and 49ers. That's in Australia. Week three, Ravens and Cowboys. That's in Brazil. Teddy, you going to Brazil for that?
You know, I've been to Panama before.
But you lived in Panama.
I was there
but
for
Brazil,
a summer.
I've heard, is a little bit different.
I'd like to go to Brazil, check
From
that out.
From the movies that I've seen
blame
that
it on
take
Rio?
Place in Brazil.
Mike, those aren't movies. Those are short videos on the internet.
Oh. Movies to me.
I need to check that out.
Week four, Colts and Commanders are in London. Eagles, Jags, week five, London. Texas Jags, week six, London. Then Steelers and Saints in France. I don't know why it says France. It's Paris.
Patty.
Week nine, Bengals and Falcons in Spain. Week 10, Patriots and Lions in Germany. And week 11, Vikings and 49ers in Mexico.
I do not understand the international game strategy. Does not make. I liked one a year. I liked when it was like, hey, you know, now it's like every morning it's 6 a.m. on a Sunday. You got to figure
it's not 6 a.m. It's 9:30. And I love it. I love the early window. I think that should be a permanent window. 9:30, 1 o'clock, 4:30, prime time.
Well,
every Sunday.
What time do you get up every day?
Well, first of all, I'm not a bum like you, and I have kids, or a kid.
That's right. You probably have multiple. You just have the one at home.
Well, there's one that I know of.
Yeah.
And I'm up at 6:30, 7.
Okay, well, in that case, then it's different. I wake up at halftime of the game every time.
Well, okay, it's not made for you.
Well, I have a problem with that.
Why? Not everything has to be made for everybody. There are games that start at 10 o'clock at night. I'm not watching them, but somebody is.
You don't watch those 10 o'clock games?
No.
Oh, wow. I just also don't understand, like, it's somehow, has there ever been an international game that delivered? That where the international...
I'm sure there has. I mean, I don't have my logbook of international games right now.
I think the Vikings' greatest comeback of all time might have been an international game, if I remember right. They came back from like 33 down.
Well, last year, didn't they have some ridiculous game that was really good? I'm looking for Ted? Any sort of help.
I thought Ted was on it, and then he just stared at me, shaking his head.
I like the international
games.
You
like the international?
I like it. Hope they do a Super Bowl internationally. That'll be fun.
You're joking, right?
First of all, they will at some point. Second of all, yes, I'm joking. I don't. It doesn't bother me.
It was like, oh, everything bothers you, but
no,
this doesn't?
No, it doesn't bother me. Because you know what? We're going to lose this battle. We can fight and get mad and put our fists up in the air. I don't like these stadiums are changing names and corporate sponsors. It's greed. Yes, it is. It's a business. I don't like how Fox has got college football games on Friday night. It's going to ruin high school football. No, it's not. It'll be fine.
I enjoy the Friday night football game.
I'm just saying.
Start the week early.
We can get pissed off. The alternate uniforms yesterday. I said, not my cup of tea. I wouldn't wear them. I understand why they do. What am I going to do?
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Is that how you
took me a lot
most
of prescription
life?
Medication
I was
to get to
say,
this point, buddy.
Because there's a lot of things in life that you can use that for. Also, in case you wondered how stupid I am, you know Staples Arena. You know Staples.
Staples Center?
Yeah, Staples Center.
In Los Angeles?
In Los Angeles. They changed it to what? Crypto.com Arena?
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't realize that Staples sponsored the Staples Center. I thought that was just what it was called.
Who would have called it that?
I don't know. But when they changed it, I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah,
you know,
like taking this heritage brand off, Staples.
Well, they were like, Staples isn't sponsoring it anymore. I'm like, you mean the company Staples was paying to have their name on that arena?
Absolutely.
But also, do you think there's anybody in the world that is actually going to go buy Staples because the Lakers play there?
It's brand recognition.
What does that matter?
It matters. Why does anybody advertise anything? Right? What's the place in Kansas City? Geeha?
Yeah.
Geeha at Arrowhead, whatever. I don't know what the hell Geeha
but
is.
But see, that's almost better because it makes you go, what is Geeha?
Geeha?
And you look it up.
And maybe people are doing that for Staples.
People like, know what a staple
Staples
is.
I haven't been to Staples in a long time. Oh, they have. I need some paper. Where do they have that?
Target.
Staples. No, Staples.
Target.
Because they give their money to the Lakers, and I support that.
All right.
That's what people are saying. Baseball players are weird. I'm going to give you more proof coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are moving a little slow due to an accident that's on Lockbourne Road at Thurman Avenue. You're also looking at a five-minute holdup on southbound 315 going from King Avenue to Town Street. This report is sponsored by Fusion. Crab lovers, this one's for you. Dive into Fusion's Crab Fest featuring two all-new sushi rolls loaded with flavor. It's fresh, it's fast, and it won't last forever. Roll into Fusion today and taste their world-famous crab rolls before they're gone. It's Crab Fest season at Fusion. Check it out at Fusion.com. Fusion, sushi for you. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The AL Central leading Cleveland Guardians won their third in a row today, beating the Los Angeles Angels 4-2 at Progressive Field in Cleveland. Cincinnati Reds at home again with Washington tonight. Columbus Clippers will continue their series at St. Paul. NFL today revealed more of the international games that will be played this coming season. Indianapolis against Washington, Philadelphia versus Jacksonville, Houston match with the Jags. All three of those games at different times in London. Pittsburgh will play New Orleans in Paris. New England and Detroit meet in Munich. Minnesota facing San Francisco in New Mexico, total of 9 international games, the most in NFL history. The Bengals today signed their third-round draft pick, cornerback Takario Davis. Meanwhile, NHL playoffs tonight, Minnesota at Colorado. The Toronto Maple Leafs fired head coach Craig Berube. Cleveland Cavaliers in Detroit for Game 5 of their Eastern Conference semifinal series that's tied at 2-2. This update brought to you by BMI Federal Credit Union. Voted best credit union for the past 8 years in a row by CBUS Top Picks.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Fish has handed me the plug sheet. Oh, I...
What are you... Don't steal my lines. That's Adam King. He's in for Timmy. Timmy's back tomorrow, thank God. Fishy's handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. Things get started. T-Bone and Tyvus, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's the list at 7 o'clock. Top quarterbacks in the NFL. Current. That's the list. Bishop and friends, Joshua Perry is sitting in with Bo. They'll talk to the Pied Piper of the Hillbillies, Paul Feinbaum, at 10:30. Will Matty Ice be back from his gastrointestinal issues? Tune in at noon tomorrow.
I like that.
To find out. And then on this show tomorrow, it's Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg, and it's Too Hot Thursday with Teddy.
Too hot!
How you doing over there, Ted? How's the show today?
It's fantastic.
How do you think I did there with my impression of Mike there, Ted?
That was pretty good. You just jumped right in there. Yeah.
I had to jump the gun a little bit because I wanted to make sure he didn't start talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Baseball players are weird. So Cal Raleigh, you remember him, the big dumper, catcher for the Mariners, had a fantastic year last year. Best home run season ever for a catcher. However, he was in the middle of an 0-for-38 slump. After Monday night's game. So he decided, I gotta get out of this slump. You know, back in the day, King, used to be a thing called the slump buster. Go out and find yourself the ugliest woman you can get at the bar. Take her home.
Was that about baseball?
Yes, the slump buster.
No.
Absolutely.
I thought that was just in, like, for guys that were just struggling in the dating game.
That's what it was. You were struggling. Guys would go out to the bar, pick up an ugly chick, relieve some tension. Come back the next day, slump's over, in theory. So Cal Raleigh's slump buster was, I'm going to take a shower in full uniform after the game on Monday night. I'm going to wash all of this stink off of me. The 0-for-38. I'm getting in the shower, full uniform, and then on Tuesday goes out there, 2 hits. He washed it all away.
Now, here's the question. Does he have to do it forever? Does he just wash... Just stand in the shower. And also, that poor equipment guy that's now got to take that soggy, stinky uniform. And also, the man is not clean at all. You can't clean yourself in a uniform.
He's the big dumper.
That is bizarre. And I don't like when baseball players, they all have their own weird thing. You're right. You nailed it.
Baseball players are very weird.
You nailed it with the T's. They've all got their weird things that they do. And
was it Turk Wendell, Teddy, that would brush his teeth in between innings?
Yeah,
he did. He had that thing.
Is that what? Okay, what's some weird thing that you do that nobody knows, like in your job? Like, what if you're having a slump here? What do you do? Other than try to kiss your coworkers after segments are over.
Well, that was an accident.
Uh-huh.
What do I do that's weird? I don't know. You know what I'll do sometimes before the show to clear my throat, to get all the phlegm out? Mm-hmm. I will yell a particular thing that I cannot yell right now. It's inappropriate, but I'll yell it at the top of my lungs. T-Bone will tell you.
Interesting. And that clears your throat and gets you ready to go.
Just gets me ready to go if I have like a little scratchy throat or something. I mean, you could yell anything, but what I yell is extremely inappropriate.
Do you think that you've ever yelled that in the wrong company?
I try my best.
The sweet security lady ever roll by when you're yelling it?
We just had that the other day.
Oh.
Actually.
Oh.
Yeah. What was it, Teddy? I offended Alicia, the security lady. Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice lady.
I didn't know she was there. And I said something about erections.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
And then I heard her voice.
Erections.
And I'm like, oops,
oopsie daisy.
Oopsie daisy.
Oopsie daisy.
Well. Well, hey, if you listen long enough, I'm going to tell you about erections later on. My good friends at Tri-State Men's Health. What did I tease? Oh, I did it. Baseball players are weird.
They're very weird.
You know what we teased in the last hour we have not gotten to yet is Ryan Day talking about how he likes to unwind.
Yes.
And he said he likes to unwind watching documentaries. He says that he liked Netflix's The Dinosaurs, mm-hmm. which I watched and enjoyed very much.
Mm-hmm.
He said American Godfathers, The Five Families. That was a good one. Now, when you're going home, you unwind with Lene Kukua. You guys are watching
trash
something.
TV.
It's trash,
it's
right?
It's trash TV.
Like Bravo stuff?
No, so I don't go all the way to Bravo, but I do. I mean, I love The Bachelor, and I love, like, Love is Blind. Mm-hmm. All in on Love is Blind. I won't miss an episode.
You know, my neighbor had an opportunity to be on that show.
Really?
Yeah. They contacted him.
They contacted me. Did I tell you that?
No.
I've never told you that?
No, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, they contacted me.
You didn't go on?
No, I found love. I'm good.
I know you're with Lene, but it's still an opportunity for you
to
go out there and be on the show.
I thought that the best thing to do would have Lene go on the show and I go on the show. And we're like, pretend. Oh, my gosh.
No. They would have found that out. That would have been a scandal.
That would have been. But it would have been something.
But my buddy was asked to be on the show. And, you know, he's married with three children, lives in the same neighborhood as me. But still, I was mad at his wife for not letting him do it. This is an opportunity of a lifetime for him.
You know, it's interesting. A real wife would have taken one for the team.
I think so, too.
He could have been an influencer. And think about the stories. If he's at the bar and he's like, by the way, I'm married with three kids. I mean, that man, number one on Entertainment Tonight, number one on the Twitter, number one on the Instagram. It's popping up on your Instagram at that point. And you don't even have the algorithm.
So you're watching smut.
Yeah.
Okay. Teddy, what are you watching when you go unwind with the dogs and Mrs. Ted?
I really like the Top Gear guys or the Grand Tour guys. They have like specific just streaming channels for those programs. So I pop that on and I'll just, you know, whatever episode is on, it could be like season 3, episode, you know, 7 from 2002 or something like that,
yeah,
right?
I like watching
and
that
it's just
stuff
those
too.
Guys doing silly, goofy things with cars. And I just, you know, love to watch that.
I like the idea. I think that Ryan Day needs a little bit of like Love is Blind in his life, though. Like, he's so.
You think he would admit it if he watched it?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a.
No, I mean, I just think that Ryan. Now, he's a very smart guy. He likes the documentary stuff because you learn stuff. But like, I think that he works so hard. Like, imagine just being able to go home and just kick your feet up and watch out who's getting the final rose. You know, watch a little. What's the one about the secret lives of Mormon wives? Oh my gosh, when they put that show on, I'm like, this is so stupid. 3 episodes in, I was standing up at the end of the bed, just like, this is insane. Why would she say that?
See, early in our relationship, Kristen would make me watch the Real Housewives shows on Bravo, and I would watch with her, and then I got to the point where I just couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't like watching the worst of humanity. That's not entertaining to me.
It's not the worst.
No, it is. Can I tell you something? It's the worst. These people are the worst. I don't take joy in that.
Well, not the secret.
And then I'd make comments about them, and she'd,
stop talking, you're ruining it for me.
The housewives are just people trying to have moments. I don't like that trash TV.
You know who loves the housewives?
Who?
Joshua Perry.
Really?
He's obsessed.
That's amazing.
With housewives and Bravo and all of it.
Do you ever seen the show Traitors?
No.
It's a reality show where a lot of the housewives are on it, but it's a game show. I like those kind of competition shows. I could tell you that it's all because of Lene. It's not. It may have started that way. I will say, I never watched The Bachelor. True story. I had never seen The Bachelor before. And LSU was playing Clemson in the 2019 after Ohio State lost. You remember when they lost to Clemson just before?
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Sick to my stomach. I was still in Missouri at the time, working down in Missouri. Sick to my stomach. That game's on. I couldn't watch it. So I put that game on one TV. She had The Bachelor on the other TV. I spent the entire time in The Bachelor. I couldn't watch that. I couldn't watch the Joe Burrow national title. I didn't want to see that. And that's the first time I ever saw The Bachelor.
And then you've been hooked. And it's all because you didn't want to watch Joe Burrow win the national championship?
Yeah, because it should have been Ohio State versus LSU.
Well, that is correct.
Yeah.
You know, Jesse Palmer was The Bachelor.
He was. Yeah. He's now the host of The Bachelor.
Oh, he is?
Yes, he is. When
he's too handsome.
Chris Hansen,
the pervy Dateline guy?
What's the old host of The Bachelor? What's his name? Come on.
You're looking at Ted. Unless it's Survivor, he doesn't know the answer. Jeff Probst, man.
I was thinking of the reality host. I went
Jeff Probst?
Host of Bachelor Old. What's his name? Chris Harrison. Close. He had a scandal, so he lost the job. And now,
what was the scandal?
He said something on some podcast. I don't really remember.
You're worried it's going to happen to you? I mean, you're on with me. You say a lot of racy things.
I would just tell him that Mike paid me to say it.
That's not going to save your job.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe you...
I mean, I'm bulletproof, but you're not.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
It's a tough world out there.
Mississippi is racist and stupid. So says college football coaches, not me. I mean, I do say it, but they say it too. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should avoid southbound 270's off-ramp to West Broad Street on the west outer belt that is currently closed due to an accident. And we've got some slower traffic on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between Westerville and Cleveland Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Ohio State baseball all season long on The Fan 2. You can find the magical land of The Fan 2 by tuning into 1460 on your AM dial or clicking on The Fan's HD2 feed. Tyler Danberg thanks you. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
Hi, I'm Josie.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Look for mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight into Thursday morning across central Ohio. On Thursday, though, the clouds will part and we'll see a lot of sunshine during the day. A dry day with high temps a little cooler in the low 60s. On Friday, a lot of sunshine and high temperatures in the low 70s. On Saturday, a 60% chance of rain. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the stupid show that we have here on podcast. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy.
Click.
Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Timmy is out today. Adam King from 10TV is with me. As your dog is with your parents.
My dog is with my parents. Any comment on that?
No, just dogs with your parents every single day. That's what we learned. Stay by itself.
Do you often talk about where your co-host dogs are? Is that how you introduce most of them?
Well, Timmy's dog is frequently at the doggy ER getting another ACL surgery.
Oh, jeez.
Teddy's dogs stay in his ass, even at work. And my dog's in the cemetery.
That last one was sad. Now I can't make a joke. All right.
You can. I never had a dog.
Oh, you never had?
Never had a pet.
You don't? Wait.
Never had a pet my whole life.
I feel like, okay, we're talking about Mike Trivia at 5 o'clock. Is that right?
That's right.
I feel like I knew that you're not a dog person.
I'm not an animal person in my house.
Why?
Because I don't want the responsibility. I'm too clean. I don't want that. I don't want to pick up something else's poop and pee that's not a human being. I barely want to do that for my own daughter when she was born.
You don't have to pick it up.
Of course you have to pick it up.
Just leave it there.
No, that's not how it works. You're a bad dog owner.
No, it disappears.
Bad king.
It disappears. It gets picked up somehow.
Idiot.
What did you tease here, Mike?
You ever been to the state of Mississippi?
The state of Mississippi. I have been to the state of Mississippi. I went to the little town that Ole Miss is in. It's called Oxford.
Uh-huh. Did you enjoy it?
I will tell you, it is about the size of... it's very small. I was trying to think of a good comparison for Columbus. I can't think of...
No, it's not Columbus.
No. It's like New Albany. And it has a square in it that is like... It felt like I walked back in time 300 years.
It's quaint, right?
It's quaint.
It's
and
nice.
It also feels... It's just not necessarily with the times. You know,
it doesn't have to be. You know, they have the public hangings there in the... In the square down there at Oxford.
It did feel like I was going to round a corner and see, what are those things that they used to do that with? Where they'd walk you up there with the basket?
With the basket?
Yeah.
The noose?
Yeah. Well, no, it had a big name for it. It was in the Nuremberg trials.
An idiot.
Good movie.
Ed Orgeron, once upon a time, was the head coach at Ole Miss, and he recorded this Hummer ad, which is one of my favorite pieces of audio of all time. Please.
Hey, I'm Coach O. I just love my Hummer. I believe the Hummer is the best vehicle on the road. Big, tough, aggressive, and it represents everything that we want at Ole Miss. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer. Tell them about it, JoJo.
Mississippi, they are here. The new Rogers Dabbs H3 Hummers are here.
The folks at Rogers Dabbs Hummer are first-team players. Come see them.
Rogers Dabbs and Hummer like nothing else. New H3 starting at just $32,000.
Love it.
Guillotine. So, guillotine was the word.
So Lane Kiffin said that he had to get out of Oxford because, you know, none of the black families wanted to send their kids to Oxford because it's just such a ass backwards racist place. And who am I? I hate the South, so he's probably right. But what tickled me is that he's in this beacon of liberal light that is Baton Rouge, Louisiana now, which of course is very hip with the times. Completely different than Oxford, Mississippi.
I'm going to upset a lot of people. You ever been to New Orleans?
I have been to New Orleans.
Teddy, you been to New Orleans?
When I was a kid, yes, years ago.
That's a good place for kids to go.
It was fun. Got to see, you know, French Quarter and all that. Yeah.
I have never disliked a place more in my life than
New Orleans. I'm not a big fan either.
It is absolutely just dirty.
It smells like pee.
It smells like pee. I saw a rat the size of Ted run in front of me, and I like freaked out, and the people in the street were like, keep moving. That's Timmy. He just runs, you know, don't. It was insane. The whole place, how it functions as a town is insane to me. And people were like, we got to go there for a bachelor party. I'm like, no, it's too dirty. It just.
Remember the first time I was there.
People on the street, Mike, they try to sell you things. They come up and they whisper to you things. I'm like, no, sir.
I understand.
I'm in my golf polo. Leave me alone.
The first time I was there, this is before Katrina,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm there and I'm like, walking around and like, where's the river? Where's the Mississippi River? And somebody said, look up. And I'm looking up, and it's like, oh, there it is. That you're below
sea level.
The sea level. You're below the river. And I remember thinking at the time, this isn't going to end well.
No.
And it didn't. And it won't.
It is just not. Does it look fun for that one day a year where they throw beads and everybody's walking down singing, having a good time for Mardi Gras?
No. Yes. Okay. For me, no.
But it looks like, okay, that's an experience. But like, who wants to go? I played golf in New Orleans because we went there for, we do a golf trip everywhere. Oh my gosh, worst golf of my life. It was just, the whole place was just not for me.
What time of year?
It was probably about April. So not too hot. Yeah, it's just dirty.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they're trying to sell you drinks on the street. I'm like, don't bring me a drink, all right? I don't know where that's been.
Well, just don't talk to them. It's like the mall. It's like the kiosks at the mall.
They
just
make
keep
you talk to them. They look you in the eye, and you're like, okay, well, here we are. Now I'm committed. It's a no for me.
See, you're like me the first time I went to Paris, where I'm just giving money to gypsies. Then you get the beacon on you. Then all the gypsies come out.
Ah. You ever been, I think it's Aruba, where you walk in and they all try to sell you a timeshare. You can't even get to your baggage claim.
Dom was just in Aruba.
Yeah, that's right. He's got three timeshares. And as you were walking off the plane, they say to you, don't talk to the people. Don't talk to the people.
And then you're talking to them.
No, you just got to keep your head down, stay down. But, you know, then it's like, sir, can I interest you in a timeshare? Sir. And then sometimes they'll get you. This is the crazy part. They'll say, oh, taxi's this way. And you'll see some sweet old lady, and she'll say, oh, I need a taxi. And then you see them take them to the timeshare land, and I'm like, I'll never see that woman again.
That's the one cruise I was ever on. When I was 18 years old, my parents took a cruise for my high school graduation. It was a gift to me, even though I didn't want to go on the cruise. And I was dreading it the entire time. I thought I was going to hate it. And breaking news, I did. And now you can get hantavirus on the cruise.
Mm.
Stupid idiots. So we go on this cruise. And we go to Nassau in the Bahamas. And my dad, who I didn't think was a turnip until this trip.
What does that mean?
Just an idiot.
Okay.
Right? So we're out there. We're sightseeing. There's people out there. They want you to buy their stuff. They want you to buy their services before Uber, all this other crap, right? So this guy's out there. Hey, Super Dad, how about a free trip up to the mountains?
Oh, no.
We take you up to the mountains. You get to see the whole island up there. It's beautiful. They got rainforest, whatever the hell's up there, right?
Oh, no.
It's a free trip. I said, Dad, I don't think this is a good idea. It's a free trip up to the mountains. I tip him a couple bucks, and that's the end of that. We go up to the mountains. It's fine. They do this all the time. I don't like this idea. Well, long story long, the trip up to the mountain was free.
Oh, no, the trip down the mountain.
To get back down the mountain from this guy was $500.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
This man's whole ploy is I'll take you stranded on a mountain.
And I just laughed and laughed.
That's
and by the way, the only reason it was $500 is because that's all my dad had in his wallet.
Wait a minute. That is actually, and it's also not illegal. Like, that's an interesting...
No, he's like, well, you can get down some other way.
Yeah.
But if you'd like to get down the way you came up with me, well...
Hey, welcome to CMH. I will drive you to a beautiful place in the middle of Dublin and drop you off. But if you'd like to get back to wherever you're going, it'd be $100.
So, that was my little trip.
I was trying to think of a place that would leave people stranded in Columbus, but there's stuff pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, I think you'd be all right.
I'll take you to the landfill at the top of Grove City.
So Lane Kiffin getting on Oxford, Mississippi. Steve Sarkisian, who of course is Texas's head coach, he wants to tell you how wonderful Texas is and how crappy everything else is. He says that Texas will only take 50% of a player's academic credit hours. You may be a semester from graduating, but you're going to go all the way back to 50% if you play here and you want a degree. But at Ole Miss, they can take you. And all you have to do is take basket weaving and you can get an Ole Miss degree.
Mm-mm. Is that why I saw a big headline that said basket weaving?
That's correct. First-year Florida coach John Sumrall, former assistant at Ole Miss, tweeted, grateful to coach at a top-10 public university that also offers advanced basket weaving. Yes, most of the schools in the SEC, they have that course. These guys are all hypocrites, all of them. Because we could talk about admission standards and this and that. The reality is the game has grown. The salaries have grown for people like Steve Sarkisian because schools have been loose with admissions regulations. It's part of why this game has grown.
Here's why I feel bad for the SEC. When they were winning 8 national titles in 8 years, they didn't have to answer for anything. Now, they haven't won a thing in 5 years, and everybody's starting to ask questions about these basket weaving, you know, all right, how much money were you paying these guys? What's going on?
That's right.
Are they going to school? When they start asking, what are the classes like? That's when things have gone south.
The Browns are playing an SEC schedule this year. I'll tell you what that means coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute holdup due to an accident that's blocking 2 right lanes if you need to travel southbound 71 on the north side between Polaris Parkway and 270. We also have a 10-minute delay on southbound 270 on the West Outer Belt from Cemetery Road to West Broad Street. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $75 on brake service. Save $25 on brake replacement for one axle or $75 off brake replacement for two axles. Terms apply. Offer ends May 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Dan and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
We are half an hour away from what I like to call Common Man Trivia. It's all trivia about me.
Can you give me a sneak peek?
No, I can't, because then I don't want to give you a question right now. That's, you'll see at 5 o'clock. If you listen to this show, this is all stuff. If you listen, you should know about me.
I have one for you, Adam.
All right.
What high school did Common Man go to?
St. Charles in Illinois.
All right. Boom. Yeah. Good job. Let's give you a ding on there.
For everybody else listening, like, that's kind of creepy. You knew that so quickly. And I'm not going to tell them
why. We were talking about that before the show.
Nope. Hey, you teased the Browns.
Yeah.
I have a Browns rant that I've continued. Do your little, read
that's
here.
That's Adam King, by the way. He's in for Timmy. Timmy's back tomorrow. So, the old joke back in the day, and it's still accurate, is that SEC teams, it's just so tough down there. It just matters more, and they just beat each other up. But you know what they don't have to do? Travel very far. You know, most of these teams, they travel by bus and have to get on the damn plane because everything's so damn close down there. The Browns have one of those schedules this year because they just released the mileage traveled numbers for every NFL team. And the Browns have the second, let's say, easiest schedule, but in terms of distance, they're traveling 9,073 miles. Only the Carolina Panthers have shorter trips, 8,740 miles for them. The 49ers will set a travel record, 38,105 miles.
They're
playing in Australia.
They're also
playing in Mexico.
That'll do it.
And they're a West Coast team, so they have farther to travel anyway on a week-to-week basis. But 38,000 miles and change for the 49ers and 9,000 miles and change for the Browns. The Bengals are 24th, 15,177 miles.
Are you a good traveler? Do you like to travel? I know you like to go places. I'm not talking about actually visiting, but I'm talking about traveling.
I travel for my wife and daughter.
Yeah.
If it were up to me, I'd probably never leave my house ever. We went to the Olympics this past year.
Yes, you did.
We went to Italy. We enjoyed ourselves. I'm glad for the experience. I'm also glad that I'm done with it.
Okay. When you travel, how does that go with the wife and kids? I mean, is it just, are you, like, I like airports. Is that
you
weird?
Like airports?
Yeah, is that weird?
Yes.
Okay, I enjoy...
Do you go into the bathroom and do a little toe-tapping and manly love?
I just think, like, you know, they got every restaurant you could ever dream of. Uh-huh. They've got every Chili's you could ever imagine. You get there...
Not our airport.
That's right. You got a Donato's to go. I just like... And, you know, when you get to an airport, you're just thinking of some place you're going to go. And so I was curious. You seem like the kind of guy that would absolutely, utterly despise flying.
I don't like it. However, my wife is a wonderful woman, and she's very easy and very forgiving of her dumbass husband who does this for a living. One thing she is not, and she will tell you this proudly, is a cheap traveler. She is not a cheap traveler. So when we're traveling, there's a lounge. There's a pod that you're in that you can lay down and go to sleep in. All right. And maybe that's the reason why my daughter's not going to be able to go to college.
Yeah.
Because we spend so much money on this crap. But yes, traveling is like that with my wife.
So I live in it, and Lene and I get into disagreements about this sometimes. I live in a world where, like, if you said to me, Adam, for $85, I'll put you on a flight to Australia. Here's the rules. You have to hold on to a handlebar the entire time, and you cannot eat, drink, anything. You just have to stand there and stare at a wall. You'd be like, well, for $85, yeah, sure.
You would do that for $85? Sure. Bucks? I'm guessing Lene would not do that for $85.
No,
wife wouldn't either.
Is there a bed I can use?
Yeah, so...
Is there a butler service?
We went to Spain. This is how it ends up. We did not fly any of the fancy classes. We were just in the economy. And it turned out she flew a fancy class because she just laid over top of me. So that was, you know, that's how we made sure that she had the lay flat bed, was that it was.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah. No, stop it, you weirdo. Grow up, Peter Pan. Count Chocula.
Count Chocula.
Yeah. So I am one of those people that I will literally travel in the Spirit Airlines. Never had a problem with Spirit.
Gone.
Never had a problem with Spirit.
Dead.
I fly Delta a lot. I fly American. You know what I have with those people? All the problems in the world. Every time I fly Delta, my flight is delayed by 5 hours. I flew American a couple of weeks ago. They couldn't get the what is it called? It's a slide. The slide that opens. They're like, well, the slide's not properly installed. We have to get out here. We were delayed for 6 hours over the slide. And here's the crazy part. The slide has saved no one. If the plane is going down, the slide doesn't help us. It's not a real, let's go.
I'm sure the slide has helped at some point for someone.
I don't.
By the way, this segment brought to you by our good friends at American Airlines. Adam King says the slide don't work.
The slide did not work. Are they a sponsor?
No, they're not.
Okay, thank goodness.
I just wanted to make your rupture.
Yeah, I once did that about a Burger King, and I apologize to the great people of Burger King.
Oh, I do. I do it about Burger King all the time.
Do you like Skyline?
It's fine.
Good. It's great.
I know you love it.
I do.
Are we done?
Yeah.
You want your Browns rant now?
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you this.
A rant's always great when you can start it with a question.
How do you feel about Deshaun Watson?
How do I feel about Deshaun Watson?
Yes.
I'm not the biggest fan.
I think that Deshaun Watson is single-handedly ruining an entire year for Browns fans. I think that Browns fans can't get excited about a schedule. They can't get excited about a game. They can't get excited about a popcorn and drink. Because
have you met Browns fans?
But just hold on. Because at any moment, yes, I have. And you know what? They're some of the most optimistic people I have ever met. They live in this world where even though they've lost 100 of their last 112 games, they believe that the next year is the one. Except when Deshaun Watson.
I don't believe that. I think they will convince themselves. They will convince themselves. If Deshaun Watson is named the starting quarterback of this team, you will see it. They will all drink from the magical elixir, and they will come up with all these reasons in their head why Deshaun Watson will lead them to the promised land. Not all of them, but enough of them.
I cannot even understand the idea. I genuinely believe that you would be better off to put Dylan Gabriel out there and just hope. And just hope
for What about Shador?
Hope for a miracle. They have thrown the season in the trash. They have it would be like if Ohio State. Now, Ohio State obviously is much more talented in the grand scheme of college football to the Browns to the NFL.
Yes, good call.
But yeah, but it would be like if we were sitting here talking about the Buckeye football season and they didn't have a quarterback. You could talk about anything you want. You could say, "Oh my gosh, they're a great team." They don't have a quarterback. It's done. It's over. You can't win a game with a bad quarterback.
Well, you can win a game.
You can win four games
with a bad quarterback.
You can win four games.
But the Browns are also in a position that a lot of teams in the NFL, I mean, a lot of teams aren't paying Deshaun Watson the most money in NFL history, but they also have questions at the quarterback position. There are very few teams actually that have solid quarterback situations.
But the Browns, their questions are the worst questions. It is like if somebody said to you, "Hey, I'm really hungry." Well, that's great. Your options are lima beans. What else don't you like? I'm trying to get some info before the quiz.
There's no food likes or dislikes in the quiz.
Okay, all right. I could sneak that in there.
Organ meats, bad.
Huh?
Liver, bad.
Okay, there you go. Lima beans or liver. And you say, you know what, actually? I'm not coming to your house for dinner. Because there's no point, because I'm not going to enjoy dinner in any way. It's so stupid. I don't understand.
Being a fan is not about enjoying. It's about dealing. Being miserable.
I'm
just telling you, that's what being a fan is about.
I don't understand. And I genuinely believe this. And I've been around Browns fans my whole life. My sweet father is a Browns fan. This would be my line in the sand. This would be it. This would be no.
Well, you know what? For some Browns fans, it was their line in the sand. I do know several Browns fans that did not like Deshaun Watson coming over. They did not like the personal life of Deshaun Watson, and they decided, "I'm not going to be a fan anymore."
This guy Craig in the comments, he just said, "I am optimistic they could get to a wild card and go from there." Craig,
see?
Craig,
I told you.
No. Just it's not. This is the one place. Deshaun Watson is not going to lead this team to anything.
I tend to agree with you. However, we all invent little narratives to get through our crappy lives. Okay? Clearly, yes. Craig has invented this. It makes him feel better. All right? I have little things in my head that I imagine all the time that I'm going to go home and Emma Watson's bottom half is going to be there. Not the actual person, but the...
Emma Watson, which one's she?
Oh, you know who Emma Watson is. She's from the Harry Potter.
Oh, Hermione. I was thinking, but who's the redhead?
Grown up.
Who's grown up?
Look at the
Emma
Watson.
Look at the camera and make sure you say that.
Grown up. We got enough pedophiles.
What's the redhead Emma? What's her name?
The redhead Emma. Yeah, Emma Stone?
Emma Stone. That's who I thought you were
talking about. Like her?
No, I thought that's who you were talking about.
Oh, no.
But here's the thing. Craig, I think you have a point. I think if the Browns had even a mediocre, even a kind of bad quarterback, they might be able to make the wild card. But instead, what they have is a man who hasn't played football in 2 years, who makes a ridiculous amount of money.
He's been resting.
He is going.
He's ready.
They are literally throwing away an NFL season.
You don't even know that he's going to be the guy.
Yeah.
You do?
He's going to be the guy.
All right.
It's going to be horrible.
You're just so negative all the time.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, the city of Toronto is bringing the World Cup to your nether regions. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking the left and right side of southbound 270's off-ramp to West Broad Street on the west outer belt. Tow is on scene, causing some extra holdup there. We also have a slowdown on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between US 23 and Sawmill Road. This report is sponsored by Summit Racing Equipment. Summit Racing has the parts, tools, and accessories to keep your ride summer road trip ready. You'll find everything for pre-trip maintenance and essentials, like emergency roadside kits. Shop summitracing.com and enroll in the rewards program to get more power in every purchase. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Only there was a radio show that constantly talked about Ohio State athletics. Well, good news. It's real, baby. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
Proud to be your flagship home of the Buckeyes. The Fan. Ohio sports destination.
This is
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Hotline is sponsored by Federal Elite Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable.
The Fan.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Adam King is here. What are you doing tomorrow night at 9 o'clock?
Tomorrow night at 9 o'clock? Boy, I don't know. Whatever you say next, I'm going to do.
Well, you're going to tune into a live edition of Common Man's Basement on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Common Man's Basement. It's me in my basement.
I got the fuzzy end of that lollipop.
Ooh, baby. Nothing's off limits. I'll talk to all of you. I'm intimate with you. I may whip it out. We'll see. And tomorrow night, you have an opportunity to bid on something.
Oh?
Something we're going to be auctioning off here at the radio station.
Oh?
Something that I think some lucky person out there is really going to want. I'm going to tell you what it is. Tomorrow night, Common Man's Basement, live, 9 o'clock on YouTube. If you can't watch it live, it'll be there at any time, but join me live.
Hey,
thank you.
It's brought to you by my friends
at the Lion's Den.
If we hit the off button, will you tell me what it is?
No.
What? Okay.
No.
In the break?
We are about 10, 12-ish minutes away from Common Man Trivia, all about me.
You know, I just walked out there, and I thought it was really nice. Ted said to me, "said this is the greatest show ever because of you."
I don't think Ted said that at all.
Did I say that?
I don't.
We thought it was very generous. A very generous thing to say.
I have some memory loss at times. Maybe I was feeling queasy and said something. I don't know.
And Matty Ice.
Here's a couple tidbits.
Oh, I'll take a tidbit.
Undrafted rookie wide receiver Squirrel White has decided to retire from football.
We lose the greatest name in the NFL.
Squirrel White. Also sad news, Jason Collins, the first active NBA player to come out as gay, has died at 47 from brain cancer. Mm. And here's my little message about that. I like the gays. Common man here for gays. All right? And I want you to be who you are. I know there are athletes out there right now that think that we're not going to accept you, and I can only speak for myself. Please come. I'm here for you. Teddy's here for you. Adam King's not. He's a Klan member. He doesn't care about you.
But that is not accurate.
No. Be yourself out there. Don't be afraid to be yourself. I've based my entire career on being myself. I tell you about the psychotic medication that I take, all the intimate details of my life, my hemorrhoids, all that other stuff. I know that's not quite the same as sexual orientation, but let's be honest with each other. It makes us all better as a society. Thank you. That's my PSA. Now,
that was in its own...
Did you like Common Man here for gays?
In its own weird way, a beautiful message.
Yes,
there.
That's right. Inclusive.
I'm
a friend of everyone. Except Nazis, they're bad.
I mean,
Kanye West, bad.
What? I mean, okay. Anybody else?
It was lots of bad. Yeah, I don't like people.
Okay. I didn't realize it was PSA time. I knew quiz was at the top of the hour.
But.
Didn't know PSA was at 4:45.
The reason I don't like you isn't because of your sexual orientation. It's because you're a terrible human in all other ways. Like, if you don't know how to return, or you refuse to return your cart at the grocery store.
Those are bad people.
I don't care who you're sleeping with. I still hate you.
That's a bad person. And you know what's worse? Is when somebody sees you do it. You make eye contact with the person. You're like, I see your cart. It's right there. Take it back. And then they just leave it in that parking spot. Now, two things happen. Somebody doesn't have a cart. Somebody can't park in that spot.
That's right.
And you know what?
Or the wind blows and blows your cart into somebody else's car. You get a dent.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage. And the editor who wrote it, garbage.
You're a good, clean boy. You'd never do such things.
I would never.
Speaking of good and clean, World Cup is coming. It's coming to North America. So Toronto is getting World Cup games. And I saw this today. Toronto's public health department will hand out limited edition World Cup themed condoms. Featuring soccer slogans promoting sexual health during the 2026 tournament. The city will host 6 matches, including Canada's opening game on June 12th. They say they're going to celebrate the energy of the games while promoting sexual health.
I don't think that we needed that.
There's 6 different designs, including condoms with phrases like, what a finish, and block those shots. That is accurate. I'm not making this up.
Was this a critical need in past World Cups that we didn't have? Is that?
I think they're just trying to, have a good time, enjoy yourself, but try not to go back to your home country with syphilis unwanted pregnancy.
But also, do we need the slogans?
I think it just makes it more fun.
Is that gets people in the mood?
Yeah. I think, when you are finishing, you announce, what a finish! Yeah! Gotta see it live. Jack in time.
Ridiculous.
For some reason, I picture Rimmer saying it.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Oh, what a finish.
I'll be honest.
King's here.
I didn't really like that Rimmer was the one that came to mind there.
Uh-huh.
Block
those shots.
It's
not going to slip past the goalie here in Toronto, I'll tell you what.
Well, at least somebody out there is having a good time making those. That's my favorite part, is that somebody had to pitch that in a meeting. They had to say, hey, what if...
And they're getting a government contract to do it, too.
And that's the thing, is they said, hey, real quick, what if we did this? And somebody said, absolutely.
I think we should have Common Man and Timmy themed condoms.
I think that they would never be used. I think
are you kidding?
It would ruin the mood in 2 seconds.
With our phrases on it, like, hey, pee-pee worky. What would ours say, Teddy? What else could we say on ours?
Let them live.
We don't want that, though. That's why we're wearing the condom. So that defeats the purpose of that.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
We'll workshop it, Ted.
I don't know.
We'll workshop it.
I don't know what I'm doing and why I'm here.
That could be one.
Yes.
All righty,
Tell them about it, JoJo.
Yeah. Do you need
a Hummer? Do you need a Hummer is a good one.
Yes.
Said as Ed Orgeron.
Yes.
You need a Hummer. All right. Common Man trivia. How much, if you listen to this show, maybe you think you know me. I'm going to put that to the test. I'm quizzing Adam King, and I'm quizzing all of you listeners in the process. That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute holdup on northbound 270 on that west outer belt between Tuttle Crossing Boulevard and 161. We also have a couple-minute delay if you're on westbound 70 on the west side between West Broad Street and Hague Avenue. This report is sponsored by Custom Air. You're not just a homeowner. You're also an air conditioner that only works sometimes owner. Instead, you need cooling built and tested to keep going. Luckily, there's American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard. Visit CustomAirCo.com for your estimate today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The AL Central leading Cleveland Guardians scored their third win in a row today, beating the LA Angels 4-2 at Progressive Hill. Guardians now a two-game lead atop their division. Cincinnati Reds at home of the Washington Nationals tonight. Columbus Clippers continue their series at St. Paul. NBA playoffs, Cleveland Cavaliers in Detroit for Game 5 of their Eastern Conference semi-series, which is tied at 2-2 with the Pistons. NHL playoffs tonight, Minnesota at Colorado in Game 5 of their second-round Western Conference series. Avalanche lead the Wild 3-1. Toronto Maple Leafs today fired head coach Craig Berube, who've been on the job for two seasons. Cincinnati Bengals today signed their third-round draft pick, quarterback Takario Davis from Washington. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today, 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news. When it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
This show is over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Common Man trivia coming up. Adam King is here with me today.
That is me.
Timmy's back tomorrow. This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. What else are I going to tell you?
That's it.
No, I had something else. Oh, Cavs and Pistons game 5 tonight. What do you think?
I think the Pistons win this one. I think the Cavs win the next one, and I think the Cavs win game 7.
Okay. Teddy, what do you think? You like that?
Yeah, that sounds good to me, too.
Yeah.
Sure.
Now, Teddy, I gave you this trivia quiz earlier today.
You did, yeah.
Because I wanted to see how fair it was. Do you think that if you're a big-time listener of this show, that you're going to know most of these?
Yes.
Okay. But do you think King will know most of these?
No.
Okay. All right. You ready? There's 15 questions here. What should your benchmark be?
If I can get 10, you have to...
I have to what?
Buy me dinner.
This is like a Kenny Banya situation where you just order soup and I got to do this over and over again?
And if he doesn't get them, then you have to go out to dinner with him.
Well, no,
either way,
no.
I get dinner with Mike.
No, it's bad. I don't like that. I get to punch you in the sacky. How about that?
No, I don't like that. I want to have kids one day, you know.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Number 1. What is my middle name?
Oh my gosh, what a question. Wow. You got a letter it starts with?
You either know it or you don't. No, there's no hints here.
That's crazy.
What's my middle name?
Well, Commons first, Man is second. I don't know.
I'm sorry. We got double buzz.
What is your middle name?
John.
John. You look.
John is my name.
You know what? In that shirt, you look like a John.
Michael John.
You look a Michael John? Is that what your mom used to yell at you?
No, she'd say, hey, a-hole, come here.
Amazing.
All right. Number 2, spell my last name.
Okay. Rigordotti. Rigordotti.
Spell it.
R.
Good.
I. C. Rick. O. Or. R. A. Oh, no!
D. D-A-T-I.
D-A-T-I. I was going to go D-I-T-A.
Mm-mm. I posed that question to Ted earlier, and he spelled D-I-C-K.
Oh, well, that's, spelled. You know, that's spot on.
So you're 0 for 2. So far, things are not looking good for your genitals.
Mm.
Number 3, multiple choice.
Okay.
Where did I meet my wife?
Oh, I know this one.
A dating app?
No.
At the airport?
No.
Or at a bar?
Well, it can be a dating app. They didn't have those back in 1700s. it wouldn't be an airport because she's in lounges, so you wouldn't have seen her out and about. So I am going to go bar, final answer. No! This is awful.
At the airport.
Where?
We were on the same flight. It was delayed. We started talking. Then we got married.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah. She asked me about the flight because she had gone to the bathroom, missed the announcement. And then we started talking, and the rest is history.
Oh, my gosh. That's like a real love story.
That's right. Then we did it right there in the plane.
Okay. Well, now it feels like...
Question number 4. You're 0 for 3. You suck. Question number 4.
Mm-hmm.
In which year did I last vomit?
You haven't vomited in 15 years. No, that's what it is.
1997. It's much more than 15 years.
Oh, my gosh. 70, 97.
Yeah. 1997. What year were you born?
96.
See?
You
were one, and I was spewing.
I was born, you threw up, and
then
never
that's
again.
That's right, and that's the end of it. 0 for 4. Number 5.
Okay.
I've had 4 permanent co-hosts during my 23 years here at The Fan.
I can do this.
Name them.
Okay, 4 permanent co-hosts. Timmy, T-Bone, the first one, Torg. Who was after Torg? Who?
There was no one.
Oh, it was before Torg.
Before Torg.
Before Torg. Spielman.
Correct.
Yes!
Good job.
Let's go!
Good job. Number 6. Which of these people have I not interviewed on the air?
Okay, I like that.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You interviewed him.
Barack Obama. Dennis Quaid. Carrot Top. Ric Flair. I did not interview one of those people.
I know you interviewed Obama because there's a picture of it. I feel like it is Carrot Top.
That is correct.
Yes!
I've never interviewed Carrot Top.
Yeah.
All those other people I had.
Well, in all fairness, I did have one added advantage. I was very confident you interviewed Dennis Quaid, but then I also thought Carrot Top would not be a good radio person because he's a props guy.
So. That's correct.
Yeah, so yeah. I used a little...
But you know what? That hasn't stopped some radio shows from giving it a go.
That's fair.
Number 7. Nicole has met my daughter half a dozen times. She's had dinner at my house. She stupidly thinks my daughter is 13. How old is she?
Nicole or your daughter?
My daughter.
10.
No.
8?
She's 9.
9! Right in the middle.
But Nicole is the dumbest person in the world.
What is she, 13 now?
Yep. 13.
Sure. Sure.
Number 8. Dom Tiberi.
Know him. Work with him.
Once had me fired from a 10 TV pilot. What was the name of the show?
Ooh, what was the concept? I've heard this story before.
It was a sports commentary type of show. We wanted to try and recreate like the best damn sports show period when that was a thing. Before like First Take started, it was going to be a sports debate conversation type of show. What was the name of the show?
Mike and Tiberi.
No. Bo Bishop was also on the show. It was called The Average Joe Sports Show.
Oh.
I filmed the pilot with the two of them. Was never asked back.
No! That's wild.
That's correct.
But you weren't partners with The Fan then?
Yes, I was.
Or you weren't? They were partners back then?
Yeah, we were owned by the same company.
That's fair. You're right. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Owned by the Dispatch.
Yeah, that's right.
Question number 9. How does 10TV's Angela Ann pronounce my last name? Aside, I've known her for 20 years.
Ricardotti?
No, that's incorrect.
Ricardotti?
Ricardardi.
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 Okay.
That's what she says.
All right.
Question number 10. Which coaching legend was in attendance at my wedding?
John Cooper.
No.
Earl Bruce.
No. Chuck Knoll, Steelers head coach.
What? Why?
Now, he wasn't invited. He just happened to be at the venue where
That's
I was.
Wild.
We got married at a little country club in Florida, and whoever was eating dinner at the country club was inadvertently witness to our wedding, and he was there with his wife.
He congratulated me. Remind me on the next, in, after the break, to talk about weddings that happen in public places.
Okay.
Because I have a thought about it.
Question number 11.
Okay.
Which of these former Buckeyes confessed that they hated me when we first met? Tyvis Powell, Beanie Wells, Joshua Perry.
I don't think it's Joshua because I think that's too recent. I don't think it's Tyvis because it's too obvious. So I think it's Beanie. Tyvis?
It is Joshua Perry.
No!
Joshua Perry told me upon our first meeting that he hated me.
Wow.
And then we've become friends.
Wow.
Or at least he's a good liar.
That's interesting.
Question number 12.
I think I've gotten two right.
You're terrible.
Yeah.
Which Olympic athlete do I consider to be a goddess?
Michael Phelps.
No, it's Gabby Thomas. Gabby Thomas is the answer.
Same.
Michael Phelps, very good Olympian, not a goddess.
Well.
Number 13, I'm addicted to a certain soft drink. Name that soft drink.
Come on. It's not that weird stuff that you mix.
No.
You mix
something you buy in a bottle or a can.
Oh, it's by your desk.
What is it?
Oh, it's not. I'm going to go root beer. A&W root beer.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke. Ah.
You know that, you moron.
I'm an idiot. I got stressed. I'm overwhelmed over here.
Number 14. There's two more.
Okay.
A certain part of my anatomy is abnormally large. Name it.
I'm not answering that question.
Name it.
Your right eye.
Teddy. Will you answer the question?
Saki.
Saki is correct.
I'm not answering that question.
And number 15, this is terrible, just terrible performance out of you. Number 15, last one. Who told Haley Joel Osment that he has AIDS?
You?
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
I would have accepted Walker or Chuck Norris in that answer. And you...
I didn't realize the question. That is great.
You suck. Let's talk about... You know what? We're going to transition and talk about college football playoff. How about that? Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are a little stop and go and causing a 10-minute slowdown on southbound 315 from Lane Avenue to Town Street. And you're looking at a 5-minute delay if you're on southbound 270 on that east outer belt between Main Street and US 33. This report is sponsored by Custom Air. You're not just a homeowner. You're also an air conditioner that only works sometimes, owner. Instead, you need cooling built and tested to keep going. Luckily, there's American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard. Visit CustomAirCo.com for your estimate today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Here, Eric Reeser and T-Bone stage the first annual Fan 5K. People had a good time and no one died. So we decided to do it all again. It all goes down Saturday, June 20th in Otterbein.
Presented by The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center.
Will Reeser's muscular calves explode? Will T-Bone's beard choke him while running? More importantly, will Tyvis, Common Man, and Timmy make total fools of themselves?
Maybe.
Magic 8-Ball says, signs point to yes.
Register today at 971theRace.com.
Hey there.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, Thursday looks mostly sunny and dry across central Ohio. A nice day. High temperatures cool, though, in the low 60s. On Friday, a lot of sunshine, turning partly sunny. High temps, low 70s. On Saturday, we've got a storm system moving through with a 60% chance of rain showers. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Are your windows giving you trouble?
Leaky?
Hot air getting out? Cold air getting out? Regardless of the season, energy bills going up, we don't want that. Go see my friends at Universal Windows Direct, because right now when you buy two windows, you get two for free, and there's no limit. The more you upgrade, the more you save. If you need 25 windows, you pay for half. I don't know how that works. You pay for 12 and a half, I guess. Plus a $500 bonus off your home improvement project, and 24 months with no payments and no interest. That's two whole years. Even dumb Adam King can do that math.
Deal.
Call for your free in-home estimate today, 614-502-5220, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com.
Are you not going to sing the jingle?
No.
Oh.
But I will say, like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows! You know what happens, too? If you call up Universal Windows Direct and you say, hey, I heard this from Common Man, they're going to say, I don't know who that is.
Mm.
And you're going to say, yes, you do, you bastard! That's Adam King, by the way. Timmy's back tomorrow.
So I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
You got married in a what? You said country club?
It was a country club down in Florida in a very small ceremony. So whoever was eating dinner at this little restaurant in the country club was inadvertently a guest at our wedding.
Okay. So what are your thoughts on like beach weddings where they just set up all the chairs and just... I mean, just right in the middle of everybody on the beach, just get married. Do you not think that's one of the strangest traditions we have in the world?
If it's like in the middle of the day, yeah, that's pretty strange. But like at night, if no one's around and you want to get married on the beach, I think it's perfectly nice, it's pleasant.
But you don't own the beach. And
correct.
So you can't tell me that I can't stand next and watch you get married.
I mean, I guess that's true, but... We do have something in society called decorum.
That's fine. I'm on vacation. I've had a corona or two.
You want to just be a part of it.
I'm just going to stand there. I mean, I'm going to openly boo and cheer and I you can't stop. It's a public beach.
It is a public beach. You're right. You know what? If Chuck Knoll had started to heckle at my wedding, it's fair game.
It's fair game. You know? He was there.
If anyone sees why these people shouldn't be married and then Chuck Knoll stands up, I'm probably going to listen to him. He's got his headset on.
So this is all said because I can't remember where I was, but I was playing volleyball on the beach and I was very sweaty and it was a large group of us. And I looked to my left and what was only 40 yards away was a setup for a wedding. And it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The wedding started at 4:45 and I thought, boy, I don't think I'd want to get married and have some random guy just playing volleyball 40 yards down the beach.
They don't care. It's casual.
Sometimes I hit the ball astray. What if I hit the
Well, then you know what? That's just a story. That's a fun story to tell. Hey, remember that time we were exchanging vows and that drunk guy hit us with the volleyball?
Same thing with golf courses. People who get married on golf courses?
There's a certain amount of risk that you're taking.
There
with
is,
that.
Because guess what? People are still playing the golf course.
That's okay. That's fine.
I've been to a wedding on a golf course. It was on the 18th green, like right aside from it. Guys are just playing their chip shots in the background. I don't get it. I hate it. I hate it.
Well, you don't have to do that, but it's nice for those people.
It's not nice.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
See, this is what happens when you get old. I forgot what I was going to ask you.
It's okay. You asked me everything last block, and I didn't know anything.
No. I actually had something to ask you. What was it, Teddy? You can read my mind.
It was about coming up on the beach and getting married and having sweaty guys there, and it looked like Top Gun, and we were saying, oh, Top Gun. I'm not a big fan of the Top Gun movie.
That's where I was going?
Yeah.
Yeah, Top Gun's all right. It's fine. Thanks, Ted.
I see why Ted has his job.
That's why Ted's here.
That's
he finishes
great,
my
Ted.
Thought.
That's pretty great, Ted.
He finishes my
Somebody
thought.
Somebody said on here that their sister had a beach wedding. It cost like $4,000 to rent the chair. So you know what they did? They had everybody bring their own chair.
That's nice. I like
and
that.
And I respect it.
That's problem solving.
Yeah, it is. It's free. Now,
oh, here's what I was going to say to you.
Ho.
You brought up beach volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
It has come to my attention.
Okay.
That you 10 TV a-holes, including friends of mine, you, Nicole, Zenobia, all of you.
Mm-hmm. Cole, who works at 97.1 The Fan.
I don't like him.
Okay.
He's got vertigo.
Okay.
Play competitive volleyball,
yeah.
Sand volleyball.
That is accurate.
On Monday nights. And I was not invited at all to partake in this. You know, and it bothers me.
Mike, I can't tell you how little the city of Columbus wants to watch you attempt to play sand volleyball.
I would kill you. I would be the most dominant sand volleyball. Oh, my God. Have you seen Gabby Reese? She cried when I played her. That's how good I was.
Wow.
Yes.
Mike, next Monday night.
I'm not available.
Oh.
But thank you.
Oh. You just wanted the opportunity to say no.
I just like to be asked. The fact that I wasn't asked bothers me. Now, Mike, I've rejected you, and I feel much better.
Mike, you know how many games we've played?
How many?
Probably about 10 now.
Okay.
You know how many we've won?
How many?
Not a one.
Well, who are you playing against?
Other people. Other people. And just to be clear, the other teams that we play apparently have all been playing competitive volleyball on an international stage. Because
I don't think so.
It's without question. I mean, we showed up last week and they were stretching and they were like going through all these little drills with
each
other.
If you had me on your team, you'd be undefeated.
Listen, I know you're not available next Monday, but the following Monday?
I'm not available any Monday.
Oh.
But thank you for asking. That's all I wanted.
I just want to win one game.
You're not going to. Now, let's talk about playoffs. The ACC says they support a 24-team college football playoff along with the Big Ten and the Big 12. So the SEC is the lone holdout. Well, that's not necessarily true. The SEC and, if you believe reports, ESPN, the SEC's broadcast partner, is in favor of a 16-team playoff. But you have three of the other four big conferences saying they want 24.
Hey, Teddy, you got any like sad, somber music that you have?
Anything? Sad and
yeah, like
somber
something
music?
That would play quietly over like somebody talking. Just
you want like some piano music?
Yeah, just something, just a little. I got something I need to say.
Here, I'm gonna
and I don't know how to say it. Well, this is more like. I'm walking through a forest.
You know what? You threw this on us. We didn't have anything prepared.
It feels like birds may be helping.
Take the music and go.
Okay. I don't know how to say this, but it has come to my attention that I agree with the SEC. And it is a devastating moment in all of our lives that the Big Ten, who is the suit? I can't do it with like the happy. It sounds like Mary Poppins is going to come down. It doesn't work.
Sorry.
I mean, come on.
I'll find something better.
I need somber. That said, birds are going to help me build the treehouse. Like I can't have that.
All right, I got something else for you.
All right,
you ready?
I'm ready.
Start again. We'll do it again.
Little yakety sax. It is with, I can do it to Yakety Sax. It is with great sadness that
Benny Hill, not Yakety Sax.
It's Yakety Sax.
It's not Yakety Yak, don't talk back.
It is with great sadness that I have to admit that the SEC is right. And ESPN is right. And the Big Ten and everywhere else is just wrong. And 24 teams is too many. 16 teams is too many. 12 is the exact right number. But I have to side with the SEC here. Thank you for listening to my soapbox. Thanks for the birds that helped me clean the house. That was very nice. And our little lovely fairy tale here.
Teddy, what do you think? 16 teams, 12 teams, 24 teams? What do you want?
At this point, I guess you just have to decide on the 24. You know, I'm not a big fan of the 24. I probably prefer the...
What about Kiefer Sutherland 24? You like that?
That is fantastic.
Jack Bauer says it's a Mullen CTU.
Jack Bauer, you set him up out there. He gets to select the teams, maybe.
His hot daughter's out in the desert being hunted by a puma cougar.
I think it's a cougar, yeah. And, yeah, so there's a lot of things going on there. Yeah, back at CTU, they got all the computers there. They tell you...
And that Nina was a real bitch, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she... acted like she was on the team, and then she killed his wife.
And she was like still kind of in love with Jack.
Yeah, because they screwed, right?
Yeah, they did. Yeah,
a little,
and she was working for the what? Like, was she working for the Chinese or the Russians?
One of them. One of the bad ones.
Yeah, they're all bad.
You guys still talking about 24?
Yeah,
never seen it.
Never saw 24.
I saw Jack Bauer in Designated Survivor. I liked him there.
I liked that series. That was good.
Good show.
Didn't he just get in trouble for, like, beating up an Uber driver or something, Kiefer Sutherland?
It was a misunderstanding.
It was.
Well, aren't they all? what are you, his lawyer?
Ted doesn't know any of the details. Like, oh, man, I know. I talked to him. He's sorry about it.
Yeah. He didn't mean to.
He's real sorry.
He's a good guy. He likes to play music, you know, and it's pretty cool.
Uh-huh. Newly submitted evidence reviewed in Kiefer Sutherland's rideshare driver altercation. You can hear that next. It is Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
What? Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 15-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and North Broadway. And we've got a 10-minute delay on eastbound 33 from Refugee Road to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
Adam King is filling in for Timmy today. Thank God it's almost over.
Hey, now.
Timmy's back tomorrow.
Unless he gets sick, like Matty Ice.
Complete NFL schedules will be released tomorrow. You know what I learned today? Because every NFL team, they have a little video release.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. It's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I learned today they did not have to submit those to the league for prior approval. I would think the league would want to see all that crap.
Yeah, that's interesting because the league is so controlling.
Well, they're anal about
what represents
the shield. I get it to a certain point, but I would think that video would be something they'd want to see.
Can I tell you something? I hate the schedule release videos. One of them are funny. The other 30 ones are awful.
That is something you and I agree on.
Yeah, it is absolutely. And the problem is, you know what makes something not funny? When you try to be.
Will you stop it? Put the headphones back on, you spoiled brat.
You know what makes something not funny is when you try to forcefully be funny. And that's the Titans released that video. Do you remember the one on Nashville where they had the team, random people read the
burp? You just belch.
They had random people read the team names. Like, who is this?
Right.
Yeah. That was hilarious. And then everybody from that moment forward said, our video has to break the internet. And instead, they were all just terrible.
They were just terrible. They're just terrible. Sugar water is terrible.
This is
I hope Galveston. Mike Vrabel and Diana Rossini do the Patriots video.
That
with Bob Kraft getting a rub and a tug in the Chinese massage place.
That would be quite the video. That would do well.
Mm-hmm. The NFLPA wants to remind us that grass is better than turf. They're doing all like this PR on social media. They're telling us, yes, 92% of our athletes say grass. And just a reminder, the NFL's putting in grass in all these stadiums for the World Cup. But what are they going to do for our athletes? They're going to put back in that turf. We're all going to die. I agree with you, by the way, NFLPA. But my issue is every single time the Players Association comes out and says, we feel very strongly about this, whether it's extra games, whether it's playing with the franchise tag, all that crap, they eventually blink. They eventually drop their protest because they're offered a few extra dollars. If it really means that much to you, make it happen.
So you think that they should just implement a league-wide right now?
I think that should be in the next CBA. If I am the Players Association...
You say, I play on grass or I don't play.
I play on grass. I want the safest field possible.
You know what is so funny? And maybe this is just the perfect encapsulation of sports, is that everybody played on grass, and then turf came out. And they were like, oh my goodness, only the cool people have turf. And then everybody was working to get turf. Everybody was spending millions to get turf. And now... we have come full circle where you see people with turf and you go, oh, they still have turf there? I mean, people complain about the shoe.
And they should, because we actually have science that tells us that it's not good for your body.
Oh, so we only listen to science when it comes to football.
Yes.
Okay. That checks out.
That's correct. That's correct.
That is. I'm with you, but it's just so funny because when they built SoFi Stadium, They looked over at the Arizona Cardinals, and for those that don't know, the Cardinals have this cool thing where they grow the grass outside and bring it in for every game. They looked at that, and they're like, no, we got this high-tech turf over at SoFi Stadium. Now everyone's like, well, I don't want that. I want the next toy to play with. Next, it's going to be something else.
No, it's not they want the next toy to play with. It's cheaper. That's why. That's why all these teams use it, because it's cheap.
But it wasn't cheap. It was the most expensive.
No. At first, it's expensive. But when you factor in the cost of actually maintaining it, like you do a grass field, that's where the cheapness comes in. Ohio State wants to tell you that they can't grow grass down there because of the water table. They're wrong. You can.
Because of the water table?
Because it's too far. It's too low. There's not enough light and all that other crap down there. That was an excuse 20 years ago. It's not an excuse now.
Well, 20 years ago, they had grass.
Well, yes.
My facts get in the way of your good story?
My point is the grass was not growing and keeping the way that they wanted
That's factual.
Right.
And they, took out the track.
Took out the track and they rearranged everything.
Yeah. And then they had all the fans take the grass home.
Yeah. Plus, they have Ohio State and other stadiums like that have concerts in these venues.
That's the thing that they're most concerned about is, well, we're going to have to resod every single time we have Stevie Nicks come to the shoe. And my answer is, yes, you will.
You know what?
That's the cost of doing business.
What's interesting? What was it? 2 summers ago that they had the Chelsea versus whoever it was soccer game and they had to bring in a real pitch.
They're doing that for the World Cup in all these venues.
Yeah, it can be done.
Of course it can be done.
It can be done. You know what they practice on at the Woody outside? Grass. Did you know that?
Yes, I knew that.
Did you know that?
Yes.
I don't think you did.
That is shocking.
Did you know Mike's middle name?
He didn't know either.
It's Cooper.
Michael Cooper?
I wish it was Cooper. That's kind of a cool name.
And you would have gone by Cooper, though, and think your whole life would have been different. Because you would have been a cool kid, and then you wouldn't have made it here.
We'd all be hanging with him, too.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Something like that can change your entire life.
Just
the choice of a middle name can change everything.
Because you would have for sure gone by Cooper. They would have called you Coop. You would have played quarterback. You would have had long blonde hair.
Would I be taller and a different person, too? What type of quarterback am I playing?
No, you would
like
be...
Like Doug Flutie?
Yeah. I mean, I
the senior hurler.
Yeah. I don't know how to tell you this, but when they named you Mike, this is what came with it.
This is what came with it.
An actual Mike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, nice pun there, Teddy.
Hey, Charlie Coyle was on T-Bone and Tyvis this morning, signed a 6-year deal worth $36 million. He'll be 92 years old when it's all said and done.
That is correct.
He was on this morning, and he was asked about if he's thinking about the possibility of being a captain next season. Here's what he said. Maybe I should actually turn the volume up.
Yeah, you turned it down because of the music.
I know. Here's Charlie Coyle.
To be honest, I'm not even thinking about anything like that. Boone Jenner, who's longtime captain here, done a tremendous job. I'm not sure what the plans are. I personally hope he's back. He's such a great player still in the way he carries himself and his leadership skills. But we have a few guys who do bring that, and that's what you need. You can't just have one guy coming and being the captain and doing everything and saying everything. It takes the full team. And that's something I want to keep building on. Honestly, it doesn't matter if I'm wearing a C or not. I'm going to keep doing what I do, or better for that matter. I got to keep bringing my leadership qualities and keep working on those as I've done. And it takes everyone, the good teams that I've played on. It's not just one guy or two guys or three guys who are wearing the letters that set the president and all that. Yes, they do, but it's everyone else kind of leading in their own way within the team and how we want to do things. The good teams don't have a lot of followers. They're all leaders, and they're all going for the common goal and working together for it.
Charlie Coyle is captain material.
Charlie what?
What did I call him?
Coyle.
Coyle.
I like that. I like Coyle.
Charlie Coyle.
I just wanted to give you a hard time, you know?
Cooper Coyle.
Brady Coyle.
Yeah,
there you go. Is captain material.
He is.
This is Rick Bonus's guy. I don't think you're bringing him back and attaching this dollar amount in years to him if he's not going to be your captain, or at least in the team picture. I don't think Boone Jenner is going to be on this team next year. I think Charlie knows that. And I think it's better for the Jackets if he's not.
I don't think there's a world where the captain isn't already decided for this team, for the next team. You really think it could be Coyle?
Yeah.
No.
Who do you think it is?
You know who it is.
No, I don't.
It's Werenski.
Zach Werenski?
It's got to be.
Only if he wants it to be.
Well, here's the thing. The one thing that leads you down the best road, and I think it shows very much in these last, 6 weeks with the CBJ, your captain has to be your best player.
See, I don't necessarily agree with that.
The Blue Jackets
had that issue with Rick Nash. Rick Nash should have never been captain of this team. He didn't want to be, but because he was the best player, he was given that C.
I think it is very hard for a player to try to rally together the guys, and then you turn around and you go, he gives a speech in the locker room, and you go, hey, yeah, why don't you actually do that, though? You know, why don't you play better? Because the rest of us are trying over here, but you got
the scene. Nick Foligno wasn't the best player on the team. He was a hell of a captain.
I think
I'm just saying, hockey's littered with those guys.
I understand. I'm not saying it's not impossible. I'm saying that it is a great scenario. But you're also, here's the other part that Zach Werenski is a great leader in that locker room. He is, I take him as the voice of the locker room. And so when you combine that with him being the star player, with him being the best player, it just lines up perfectly. I think Charlie Coyle can 100% be an alternate captain.
Charlie Coyle actually told a pretty funny story today, too.
Oh.
On T-Bone and Tyvus about being in a house fire.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop. And then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
He's a great storyteller.
Wow.
Great storyteller.
No wonder they had him on this morning.
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some hold up due to an accident that's on the left shoulder of westbound 670 at 5th Avenue. It's moving a little slow from International Gateway. And expect a 10-minute delay on westbound 70 on the east side between Miller Avenue and the 71 East Split. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS.
I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Think you know Buckeye football? These two say, hold my beer.
The Beat with Austin and Berg.
Sponsored by the Waterworks.
Daily on the Fan's YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Your home of the Buckeyes, The Fan.
Hey there, Bubba. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Hotline is sponsored by Federal Elite Heating and Cooling and Bryant, doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is the Beamer, Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man, Television's Adam King. Happy Wednesday.
Question for you, Mr. Common Man.
Yeah.
How long did you get for paternity leave when you had your daughter?
3 days.
That's what I thought. Do you know how long Beamer got?
Five weeks.
9 months.
He got 8.5 months to do whatever he wanted.
Well, he was actually in labor with the baby, though. He was carrying the
baby.
You didn't
realize that I was the one that
yes.
had the child.
Congratulations.
And to squeeze it out of his urethra.
We came up with this on the Buckeye Show last week, and I want your thoughts. I think that with the way paternity leave works, you should just never stop having kids. I mean, just they got to keep giving you the 5 months off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't agree? I think it's a glitch in the system.
I think that's a fantastic plan.
It's an infinite money glitch. You don't have to work. You just have kids.
Then you have all the kids pay for and raise. What, are you just going to like squirt them out and then throw them in the dumpster and then take 5 months, come back, do it again?
I do have an honest question for you guys.
Yes.
Let's say you had like an open relationship, all right?
Uh-huh.
You father more than one child. You take the 5 months off, it runs out, you have another one. Can you stack your paternity leave if you
fathered
multiple children?
So if you're Ric Flair,
yes,
and you're just out there and you're impregnating women.
Uh-huh. Who is it? Nick Cannon?
Nick Cannon's got a lot of kids.
That dude has so much paternity leave.
Tons of paternity
leave. There's probably some sort of rule in the fine print.
You can't have a rule. You get sued.
I don't think you could have a rule.
Yeah.
No,
what are they going to, what is it? You can't have more than three kids in 1 year?
I don't know.
I think you just nailed it, Beamer.
Why don't you try it out, Adam?
And what are you going to look at me and say, sorry, that's your third kid with a third different woman. We can't allow you to raise your child. No, I deserve my 8 weeks.
Religion. Can't discriminate upon religion.
I like how that's...
He just throws it out. Yeah. Ah, religion! Yeah. Yeah. You know how it
say
works.
Which one?
Yeah, just one of them, you know. I like it.
The sultans, they got all the wives.
I think you should try it out.
I think what you might be onto something is a surrogate. If you just line up the surrogates in the right order wherever you...
Again, where we're talking about human being creation.
Well, yeah, I mean,
to get out of work.
I'm fine with 10 kids. We'll have a good time.
Oh my God, I can't picture
that's
you.
That's 5-on-5 basketball.
Any kids? You want kids one day?
I do. I want two kids. I want one boy and one girl.
You know, you don't get to do that.
Not yet.
Not yet.
That's right.
Right.
When I grow up,
I think you'll be a great father.
Thank you.
What a bold-faced lie.
Yeah, he just did that with just right through his teeth.
What a bold... See, Teddy's my type of guy. He had no interest ever.
Zero.
That, right.
Ted, how many kids do you have?
Zero.
How many kids do you know about?
Zero.
Okay.
Man, back in Canal when Ted was...
Banging.
Banging. Woo-hoo-hoo!
How many kids know about you?
Amanda Klinkreiser.
That's the,
at least four or five.
He gets the letters every week.
Yeah.
I think you're my daddy.
Ted, is
right
that
in the trash?
Is that
right
why
in
you
the
have
fire?
Ted refuses to do Ancestry.com for that very reason.
That's exactly right. That and they'll track him to the serial killings that have been unsolved.
That's right.
Beamer, what's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
Guys, full 2 hours tonight. Justin Zwick is hanging out with me. Austin Ward's going to pop by around 6:18. Joshua Perry at 6:30. And there's a quarterback being rebuilt in the NFL. We'll get into that coming up at 7 o'clock.
2 big hours, Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on the Fan Back Page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
You know, I have nothing prepared for this again.
I do.
You do?
I do.
All right, go ahead.
Actor Kiefer Sutherland arrested for alleged assault of rideshare driver.
We already talked about this.
I understand.
Misunderstanding.
Kiefer, it was, and it says right here, his support legal counsel, Ted, says it was a misunderstanding.
Oh, man.
He was arrested of suspicion of felony criminal threats. They're looking at new submitted evidence about the 59-year-old's location.
You're just saying words
did
now.
Did you read this article before?
I did. The words you're saying aren't connecting with the previous words.
Listen, man, we've all been there before. You're reading an article. You got no idea what you're
saying.
And
the sunshine and, shoes. Velcro, rib sandwich.
That's 2 hours of our show
a
every night,
a massive 11,000-carat ruby has been unearthed in Myanmar's war-scarred gemstone heartland.
Where's Myanmar, Adam?
Is that the discount pharmacy?
There you go. That's all I got. It was 4.8 pounds, the ruby was.
Your dog's name is Ruby.
It is, and she's more than 4.8 pounds.
More than 4.8 pounds. You have a dog, Beamer?
I do.
What happens with the dog during the day when Meredith is working and you're working?
He just sleeps all the time.
So you leave him in the house?
Oh, yeah.
Dog's fine in the house.
He's fine.
Right. You know that Adam King can't leave his dog in the house?
What?
Has to have his parents look after the dog.
How old is this dog?
Six.
Adam. I've left my dog alone for 24 hours. Multiple things of food, two things of water. Fend for yourself.
I just want to say, I've been doing this now 4.5 years on radio. That might be my favorite drop if we can get it. Just the sincerity of, Adam. It's, come on, King. That's
psychotic.
Every day his parents watch the dog.
Now, hold on. Here's my...
What's going to happen when you have kids?
You just drop them off and pick them up when you're... When you're done, right?
Yeah, just leave the dog with the kids. They'll be fine.
They'll watch each other.
Hello. You need your diaper change.
That's the dog, by the way. Changing the kids' diaper.
Well, the way that Adam's dog is treated, I was thinking he was getting her diaper changed.
Let me ask you this. How old is your new baby? Your new one?
Oh, 6 weeks.
So she can take care of herself now. You're good.
The six-week-old can?
Yeah.
This isn't a giraffe.
No.
He's just a human meat sack. That's all he is. Not really doing anything.
Human meat sack.
But they are, man.
It's quite the line there.
You're right. It is a fetus.
Yeah.
That's just out of the body.
The iconic kiwi bird returns to...
No, we're out of time.
Sorry.
We're out of time. Thank you, King.
Thank you.
Timmy's back tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some delay due to an accident that's on eastbound 670 at 71. It's going to move slow from Neal Avenue. We also have a 5-minute delay due to an accident that's on westbound 70 downtown near Livingston Avenue. Things are stop and go from the 71 east split. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.